Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. The weekend is here this Friday, August 28th. I am Jason Burma sitting in for Alex Jones. Alex coming up in the second, third, and fourth hours with Mark Siegel, Cindy Sheehan, Dr. Eisenstein, and John Perkins. But boy, do I have a stacker of news to cover in this first hour. Bill would give president emergency control of the internet. Now, we've covered the Cyber Security Act here. We've covered the Cyber Bullying Act that was promoted by Miley Cyrus. Now, this is the latest off of CNET, and it's the lead story over at Drudge. Internet companies and civil liberty groups were alarmed this spring when a U.S. Senate bill proposed handing the White House the power to disconnect private sector computers from the internet. Now, this is probably the Cyber Security Act that they're talking about. It's weird because they don't really mention the bill in this. I guess they don't want people, they want people to know that it's happening. They don't want people to look at the nightmarish legislation being proposed by Senator Jay Rockefeller. There's not much happier about the revised version that aides to Senator Jay Rockefeller, a West Virginia Democrat, have spent months drafting behind closed doors. CNET News has obtained a copy of the 55-page draft, and they have a little excerpt there, which still appears to permit the president to seize temporary control, temporary please, of private sector networks during so-called cybersecurity emergencies. Now, what is a cybersecurity emergency? Perhaps it's an image of the president that goes viral that depicts him in a manner that is not flattering. And even MSNBC wrote up an article. It just got up there. Hey, Flickr, why so censorious? The jokerized image of President Barack Obama sat unmolested on Flickr for about 2 months before it was removed by the staff at a photo sharing website. A couple thousand users viewed the image. Obama's Time magazine cover superimposed with the iconic Joker look from The Dark Knight, and many of them commented on it. Sometimes it got heated. Then the co-opted image was co-opted again. The Time cover replaced with a single word, socialism, and anti-Obama posters that started popping up in Los Angeles. Suddenly the original Jokerized Time cover was gone from Flickr. And so were the comments. People noticed. Media noticed too. But the media was jumping on it saying, oh, you're racist if you're doing this. This is a good thing. This article is a three-pager, and it's basically saying what's going on here. This Digital Millennium Copyright Act claim that you're talking about didn't come from Time Magazine, didn't come from the original artist. So where are you getting this stuff from, and why are you censoring this image? It's obviously not pornography. It's obviously in the bounds of free speech. It's not racist. Look, it's not racist to paint somebody up as a famous DC character, and now a movie character. I mean, there wasn't a bigger film than The Dark Knight last year. Okay, so when you paint the president up as a villain, you're basically making social commentary that he ain't a good guy, that he's the bad guy, and the joke's on us. Nothing to do with racism whatsoever. Zero to do with racism, but they want to paint us up as a bunch of white supremacists who hate everybody, and, you know, we want to take over the government by any means necessary. We want to shoot people. We want to blow up buildings. They want to associate us with domestic extremism and terrorism. They want to tell people we will work with Al-Qaeda to bring this country down, in the words of Glenn Beck. Total scum. In fact, I was watching Glenn Beck yesterday. I was in the break room. We tape a lot of news here, and I'm watching him, and he's got Michelle Malkin, that little devil woman, on, and I don't remember who the other guy was, but he was an advisor for the Carter administration, and they're all talking about, oh, how bad it is, and how bad the Democrats have gotten, and Acorn is bad, and they were bringing up AmeriCorps, but they don't want to tie it together that this is beyond left or right. This isn't a socialist agenda coming out of the Democratic Party. No, this is a globalist agenda being pushed by our banker overlords. And that's why they're openly stating, oh, the FDIC might go under. In fact, that's another top headline here. They're talking about 400-plus banks that are going to go under with them. We're going to get to that in a moment. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma sitting in. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back, folks. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma sitting in. And let's not forget that President Barack Obama has already stated that he has built a cybersecurity office, a new intelligence service, okay? Another bureaucracy. Homeland Security, not enough. You know, the NSA wasn't enough before that. The CIA, the FBI, all these other agencies, not enough. We need a cybersecurity czar. And they brought this word back into the language as though it's commonplace and we should be accepting it. Folks, we shouldn't be accepting czars. We have elected officials for a reason. We like things like oversight. We like to stop corruption and bring people up on charges when they do something wrong. Czar is just like, I'm omnipresent, I have all the power, I do what I want. And that's why they've created this cybersecurity office and a cybersecurity czar. Let me read a little bit more of this article here. The new version would allow the president to declare a cybersecurity emergency relating to non-governmental computer networks and do what's necessary to respond to a threat. Other sections of the proposal include a federal certification program for cybersecurity professionals, and a requirement that certain computer systems and networks in the private sector be managed by people who have been awarded that license. In other words, we need government snoops on all privatized networks with hands-on experience. We can't afford to have somebody miles and miles away trying to shut down a server. We need somebody on site. I think the redraft, while improved, remains troubling due to its vagueness, said Larry Clinton, president of the Internet Security Alliance, which counts representatives of Verizon, VeriSign, Nortel, and Carnegie Mellon University on its board. It is unclear what authority Senator Rockefeller thinks is necessary over the private sector. Unless this is clarified, we cannot properly analyze, let alone support the bill. No, you can properly analyze this bill. It's garbage. It's crap. It's control. That's what this bill is about. It's about the elimination of free speech on the internet entirely. It will allow them to shut down InfoWars. It will allow them to shut down any article that they don't see fit. If they don't like what Larry Flint is saying over at the Huffington Post and it's getting too much traction, nix it, okay? They feel very, very threatened. You know, I used the point yesterday of how Michael Moore had his trailer on from August 20th to the 26th and only received 30,000 views. Well, I went to the Alexa ratings yesterday, and MichaelMoore.com is like 44 or 45,000, okay? Compare that to InfoWars.com. We're below 4,000. We are 11 times more popular than the most popular documentary filmmaker in the world. What does that say? That says that they have to start regulating us before we go completely supernova. And that's what these bills are about. All right, let's shift the gears. Let's get into this top 400 list. This is a Wall Street Journal article, by the way. Banks on sick list, top 400. Okay, the banking industry continues to deteriorate while federal regulators are adding 111 lenders to their list of endangered banks in the latest quarter. Even the economy shows signs of stabilizing. That's a total lie. They constantly are saying, oh, the economy's stabilizing, growth is starting to occur. No, it's not, folks. In fact, I've got another article here. Whirlpool about to fire 1,100 people, and that's nothing. Whirlpool, just another company feeling the crunch. They're out of here. 1,100 more jobs out of here. The post office is firing and buying out 30,000 of its employees. Meanwhile, they are converting to a global currency for international shipping. Say it with me. They are converting to a global currency, the SDR unit, Special Drawing Rights Unit. This is the currency of the current incarnation of the New World Order. This is what they're promoting. This is what they're pushing. Data released Thursday painted a gloomy picture of the state of banking. The government fund that protects consumer deposits fell to its lowest level since 1993. The continuing lows, which come despite trillions of dollars in government rescue financing and rebounding stock market, raise questions about how quickly the economy can revive. Well, at least they're being honest about the trillions. They're not going to tell you $24 trillion, which I think it was 23.7 2 months ago in Bloomberg now, almost 2 months ago, they're reporting 23.7 trill, dog. 23.7 trill they've gutted us for. And all that's going to happen is all these smaller banks, the ones that are actually semi-honest, are going to be put out of business as they consolidate power and they just take it to the house. Let me tell you something. Merrill Lynch ain't going under. Bank of America ain't going under. Chase Manhattan ain't going under. The CEOs are not facing hardships. No, they're out on a beach somewhere laughing it up, patting each other on the back. Another martini, you bet. You bet. I mean, they are drinking alcoholic fruity beverages while laughing at you as their bank account just goes through the roof. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corp said it has 416 banks on its problem list at the end of June, equivalent to about 5% of the nation's bank, up from 305 at the end of March. And 117 at the end of June 2008. Problem banks had a combined $299.8 billion of assets at the end of June compared to $78.3 billion a year ago. Landing on the FDIC's problem list means a bank is at a high risk of insolvency. State and federal regulators have already shut 81 banks this year. And again, we reported it this week. One of the second largest bank to go under was right here in Texas. And they're just out of here. Gone. Done. So you're just going to continue to see this again and again and again. And I don't know if they're going to declare a bank holiday. I don't know what happens if the FDIC goes under. But I do know that they are moving towards a global system of currency. And this SDR unit, which they've loaned out to Mexico now, it's what they loan out. They're not loaning out dollars. The dollar is dead. It's done. It's over with. Get a grip. Be an adult. Admit it to yourself. Admit you need a plan. Your dollars are... When Max Kaiser, it must have been like 4 or 5 months ago, when he was using the toilet paper analogy, he was spot on. And how are we going to communicate with one another as this happens if they shut down the internet? Let's not forget either, because a lot of people still think that You know, they don't surveil everything we do on the internet. Look, it came out in Hepting versus AT&T. Over 40 officials blew the whistle, Mark Klein being one of them, that everything you do on your cell phone and on the internet is tracked, traced, and databased by all the major companies, including AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, you name it. Jason, how does that work? It's very easy. Everything goes through a line, a physical line. Information goes over fiber optic cables, okay? So they just split the fiber optic cable. They send it into the secret room in a room full of servers. Everything is copied verbatim. It doesn't have any distinguishing what's allowed to be copied and what's not. And then it runs through software like Carnivore and Promise. Those are old declassified pieces of software. God knows what they're using today. And they look for keywords and key phrases and patterns. And everything you do is being categorized. And it's going to jump to another level as soon as Microsoft launches their Project Natal, where they literally put a face scanning voice recognition camera in your home. You are the controller. It's hooked up to the internet all the time, unless you unplug your Ethernet system, and most people won't be smart enough to do that. And this thing can recognize up to 4 people at once, okay? It recognizes your voice pattern. You can shop online with this thing. It's like the Jetsons. You go on to Amazon.com. It's looking at you as you're shopping through it. Your hand is the remote control. You can model clothes with this thing. This is the next level, and we are being acclimated to it on another level. We are being trained to think that's okay to have in your house. Meanwhile, in the United Kingdom, they're saying that the worst of the worst parents are now going to have to be under 24-hour CCTV surveillance in their home. In their home! Their very own residence. And if you don't think that that's coming to the United States, it is. Everything that happens in the UK eventually gets here, and everything that happens here eventually gets to the UK. We are the model. Meanwhile, we love China's slave state. We can't get enough of the way that they treat their workers, their one-child policies, and we move closer to that as they start to wear our blue jeans and slurp down our Coca-Cola. It is this motion towards a global society, towards one world. And that's what the elite continue to push. All right. I've harped on the banks, I've harped on the economy, I've harped on the cybersecurity. It's time to get into swine flu. Now, if you've been listening this week, I've been ranting and raving how you can't get higher than level 6. Well, apparently, the WHO is announcing in Spain that they are higher than level 6. Weird, right? I'm holding an article out of the Costa News right now. Hospitals gear up for flu epidemic. And right here, this little excerpt, as each medical facility puts its protocols into action, the health authority continues to keep its 24-hour hotline, and the World Health Organization has raised its pandemic alert level to 6.2. 6.2? Wait a minute. You're not supposed to be above 6. This is about fear-mongering. This is about trying to get people even more overhyped about the situation. Oh my God, 6.2. It's like them raising the terror threat level right before the elections. Remember, we were big conspiracy theorists when they started raising the terror threat level in 2004. And we said, look, there's no more of a threat for terrorism than there was yesterday or the week before or the month before. This is all politics. This is about fear mongering to the American public, because it didn't really matter that John Kerry won the election. That's right. John Kerry won the 2004 election, folks. I mean, count the ballots. But then he bowed down the next day after they rigged it. He didn't challenge it. He didn't say, hey, I want to see my votes over in Ohio. Hey, I want to see where they had diebold systems. He said, you know what? My skull and bones brother's going to make a great president for the next 4 years. I love him. My second cousin on one side, my eighth cousin on the other, George W. Bush, our savior. And folks, just like when they tried to say, we're at orange, we're at red, oh my God. 6 was supposed to be the level that you couldn't go above. Well, now they're saying that's just not enough. We've got to get to 6.2. And I got to go to the WHO website and see how far they're going to ratchet this up. I mean, will there be a 7? Will there be an 8 shortly? I mean, after they start rounding people up and forcibly vaccinating them and they have quarantine centers, are we going to be higher than 6.2? And I've noticed there's no U.S. media talking about this 6.2 event. I hadn't seen it until today. But apparently in Spain, we're at 6.2 on the WHO level. We're going to talk about that and this. It's either a fake poll or they've really brainwashed a lot of people. 2/3 in U.S. plan to get swine flu vaccine. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Berman, sitting in Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 28, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $954.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $981.95, $490.98 for a half ounce, and $245.49 for a quarter ounce. That's $981.95, $490.98, and $245.49.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Under Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Under Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Under Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Under Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com. That's GrafUnderSafes.com. Safes.com. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Verma sitting in. Alex coming up in the second, third, and fourth hours. We've got Dr. Mark Siegel, Cindy Sheehan, Dr. Eisenstein, and, of course, the economic hitman himself, John Perkins, coming up. But first, I want to thank one of our great sponsors, Diginet.net. Now, a lot of you out there don't like the man. When you get pulled over by a cop, you don't know what to do. Well, Diginet.net is here to help. I mean, they set up these security systems where police better be good to you. They better respect your Constitution and Bill of Rights because they're on film and they don't know it. Okay, these systems ensure that the truth will be told eventually. It's diganet.net, diganet.net, 888-344-6681, or go click the banner over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, so this latest poll, two-thirds in the U.S. plan to get swine flu vaccine. This is out of Reuters. Now, I saw this, and I thought to myself, that can't be true. Okay, two-thirds, this has to be a rigged poll, or their propaganda has gotten so sophisticated and over the top, they have convinced another 30 to 40% to take the shot. Only, I don't know, 1 month, maybe 6 weeks ago, they ran a poll. It was in Reuters. The headline was less than 30% plan to take the shot, or around 30%. But then you read deeper into the article, and it was 18%. So it was less than 20%. It said 18% of people are going to take this shot, and it can't be more than a month old. Now they're saying two-thirds in the U.S. plan to get the swine flu vaccine? Two-thirds? Well, if two-thirds take it, then they might be right. Then maybe 30 to 40% of the workforce won't be around, because you're injecting them with a live virus. Okay, you're injecting them with squalene, with mercury, with total hate and domination. All right, let's read it. More than 90% of Americans plan to do something to protect themselves from the H1N1 pandemic flu virus, and more than 60% will get vaccinated, according to an American Red Cross survey released on Thursday. Only 11% say they were very worried about the new swine flu, and another 29% are somewhat worried. The rest, 60%, said that they are not worried. I just can't buy it, folks. I cannot buy that two-thirds of the people out there are getting ready to roll up their sleeves for this poison. But I guess, you know, when you put out a massive propaganda campaign, when you offer people $50 stipends to take the shot, when you make churches and local schools the vaccination centers, maybe they will get two-thirds of you idiots out there. But if you're listening to this program right now and you have not warned your family, you know, you got a niece or a nephew out there. I got a four-year-old little niece. She's just starting up pre-K this week, in fact. I talked to her, I think, two or three nights ago. Adorable. I love her to death. And her father, my brother, very well aware of this stuff. And, you know, he's still got to have a talk with the mother of the child and say, look, we're not giving our baby this shot. Period. Amen. It's not happening. There's no swine flu shot for my four-year-old niece. Now, I've had that conversation. The question is, have you had that conversation with your sister, your brother, your mother, your father, your friend? You need to have that conversation with them. And if you have to arm yourself with a little bit of knowledge, if you have to spend some time at a computer and print off all these mainline articles, if you have to go to PrisonPlanet.com and find this stuff, get the mainline source articles, okay? That's why what we do here is so damn important. Everything we report is reported by the mainstream. Sure, it's on, you know, the 17th page of the newspaper, or it's hidden three quarters of the way through the article. But if you can read and your brain still works on some level, you haven't succumbed to the mercury poisoning and the fluoride in the water, maybe you have a shot to stop this thing. Maybe you have a shot to protect those that you love. Okay? So I just couldn't believe it. Apparently we're at 6.2. Apparently two-thirds of the people are going to take this vaccine. I don't buy it. I think there's more of a resistance out there. This, you know, we should remind people that in the beginning of August, the head of Merck vaccine unit retires early as deal looms. This guy didn't want anything to do with this whole swine flu vaccination. A TARP Merck and CEO executive, once viewed as a candidate to become chief executive of the drug maker, has retired, possibly signaling a management shakeup ahead of Merck's planned purchase of Shareplo Corp. Margaret Milligan announced internally last week that she would retire as president of Merck's Vaccine and Infectious Disease Unit. My guess is this woman has a conscience, and she cannot go along to get along. A lot of people do go along to get along. Ted Kennedy was one of those guys that went along to get along. I mean, he didn't blow the whistle on his brother's murderers. And this one's out of The Guardian. We'll cover it on the other side of the break. How Nixon gave Ted Kennedy bodyguards to spy on his personal life. And here's one of the quotes from our, you know, good friend over at the Bohemian Club, Richard Nixon. I mean, he called those guys out, but he still went, folks. Too damn bad if he gets shot. That was the attitude of the president, who wanted agents to dig into potential rivals' super swinger lifestyle. There it is right there. We'll get to it on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Thank you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmer sitting in. We're going to go to Bob Chapman in just a moment, but I want to finish up on this Nixon story. Just the headline right here, how Nixon gave Ted Kennedy bodyguards to spy on his personal life. So, you know, Ted Kennedy never stepped up to the plate, never said, my brothers were murdered, we need to get to the bottom of this, just kind of rode out a Senate career, tried to run for president at one point. Nixon considered Ted Kennedy such a threat that he tried to catch him cheating on his wife, even ordering aides to plant Secret Service bodyguards to spy on the senator's behavior. And when he pulled Secret Service protocol, he said, I don't give a damn if he gets shot. Mr. Chapman, how are you this morning?
Well, fine, thank you.
No, I want to talk.
How are you?
I am good. I want to get into this FDIC talking about their own bailout, just putting up a list of the top 400 banks that are toxic, that they seem to – they seem these banks aren't going to be around much longer. I mean, what is your take on this?
Well, my take has been for about 2 years ago, I projected that out of 8,400 banks that approximately 40 to 50% would go under. So that would be from about 3,200, 3,300, all the way up to over 4,000. And now they're talking about 80 banks or 70, whatever it is. And, you know, what they've been doing on the side is absorbing smaller banks, particularly little ones, into the big banking system, and they're not telling anybody about it. So, you know, the XYZ Bank in Little Town, America, had his sign changed last week to ABC Bank of New York or something. And people say, well, you know, as long as my money's safe, I don't care. One of the things that is to go along with that is that they, the FDIC, doesn't have any money. And interesting the way they get their money. They get it from the banks. The banks pay it into the general fund. And then as the FDIC uses it, they request funds from the general fund, which are meted out to them. Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security do the same thing. But anyway, they probably got about $10 billion, but they have committed themselves on unsecured loans of $368 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And when Sheila Bair was asked about it, she kind of forgot to answer. There was I saw her on, I don't know, it was ABC. It's in the next issue, incidentally, tomorrow. It's a link. And she didn't answer that. But she kind of frowned when the question was asked. But she's pretty honest, and she doesn't seem to be too political, and she's very bright. And the bottom line is this. About 3 months ago, she informally asked the Treasury Department to talk to Congress about getting her $500 billion. Now, to put that into perspective, 70 to 75% of all the deposits are held by four banks. Most people don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, these same banks that hold these deposits are essentially bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to cover 1% of all of the money under $250,000 in the accounts at all the banks, they would need $700 billion. So, as you can see, there's virtually no coverage for FDIC. They don't have the money.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they got $700 billion, they would only have enough money to cover the 1% of people who have deposits, besides bailing the banks out.
So what happens here? I mean, you just talked about how the four banks have 75% of this debt. Now, these are the big banks. These banks aren't going to go under. Most people don't realize that. They're going to swallow up these small banks. But what happens? I mean, this is obviously a consolidation of power. We're obviously seeing the big banks gaining more and more power as the small banks go under. But what happens if the FDIC fails?
Nobody gets anything.
It's just done. It's beyond a bank holiday is what you're telling me.
That's correct.
Okay.
I don't think it's imminent now, but it'll happen sometime in the next few years. And when? Probably 2 to 2.5 years from now, when inflation, hyperinflation craps out and deflation takes over and the insiders decide that now's the time to pull a plug on everybody. And that's why I was just going to say, it's so important. You don't have more than 3 months operating expenses in the bank. You get $5,000 at home and you're safe in small bills. You get rid of all of your investments in the stock market except gold and silver shares. You get out of your bonds, you get out of your cash values and insurance policies and annuities, and you put the money into gold and silver-related assets.
Well, why do you think that they're announcing this, though? I mean, obviously, that's the way to protect yourself, is to get gold and silver, and Midas Resources is a great way to do this. But why are they trying to soften the public up right now to warm them up to the idea that the FDIC is over? Or what is this? Why are they admitting that essentially the FDIC has no money as of today?
Well, they're admitting it because they have to admit it under the law.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing with the Federal Reserve. I saw Bonnie Frank at a town hall type of meeting. I think it was in Taunton, Massachusetts,
mm-hmm.
and it's part of his constituency. And Frank might be a lot of things, but he's not stupid. And he said at the very end of the conversation, because somebody asked about 1207,
mm-hmm.
the bill to investigate and audit the Federal Reserve. He says it will be passed next month.
Really? He actually admitted that this bill is going to go through the Senate. That's interesting because I don't know if you saw the clip of Geithner being asked about 1207 and auditing the Fed, but he just parrots the same exact talking points that Bernanke parrots, that this can't be political and that the Fed is already transparent and it has oversight by Congress. But then if there's so much oversight by Congress, how did this bill, 1207, push through Congress so quickly?
Because the I can't forget who does the oversight, but I saw the woman who does it, and she didn't know anything about anything. And she was interrogated in the House, it was really pathetic. I mean,
so basically, they relegate that to just one or two constituents. It's not truly the Congress that has oversight. It's one person that they've appointed in the Congress who supposedly has oversight.
Yeah, but I think it's the Comptroller General's office or something like that. But anyway, the point is this. I think they're going to try to change the bill so it's not as onerous. And we'll see. But we're going to get action. And it could be a major turning point for us in the exposure of what people are doing and within the Fed and the connections. And we'll get to it all. Mm-hmm. And this is the most important thing that the Fed that the elitists have, and it's the Federal Reserve. And in any way that we can block it from doing what they're doing and take power away from them, it gives us a better chance of overcoming the problems we've got. We gotta stop them from telling the banks, lend as much money as you want. Not 8 to 10 times, 50 times. And they did. And that's why we got the problem. And they're the ones supposed to be solving when they caused it in the first place, and we get to pay for it, $23.7 trillion.
And that was last month's number. Do you foresee some kind of a similar bailout for the FDIC somewhere where they announce that we are going to loan the FDIC, you know, $700 billion or $1 trillion, and then that money will again multiply beyond what we can even comprehend? Is that what's going to happen with this?
Absolutely, without a doubt.
Well, what do you think that they're going to announce? Are they going to say, well, we're going to give them such and such money and then just allow them to print carte blanche as much cash as possible? Where do you see this going? I mean, is this going to be in the House? Is this going
to
be an emergency a week from now?
I think it has to. It has to go to Congress, and Congress will okay it. It's just like if they want to have a second program for stimulus, and they want $1 trillion or $2 trillion or whatever they want, Congress will pass it.
It's unbelievable to me.
It's better than having a depression. They just don't want to have to face the music like everybody behind the scenes, all the bureaucrats from the revolving door out of Wall Street to Washington.
Do you imagine that they're going to, you know, pull something similar to the way that they did last year where they just say, look, it's over, and then all of a sudden, you know, if you don't pass this, guys, martial law is going to happen in the United States. Are they going to be threatening congressmen again? I mean, are we at that level?
I don't think they'll have to. I think they'll pass it anyway. And if they don't, or if they're not going to, then they will take out the sharp knives and say, look, everybody on in your constituency is going to be unemployed because the real unemployment, whisper, behind the scenes is 20.8% right now. Let's say it was right now. Mm-hmm. And your constituency is going to be around 32 to 35% in about 6 months. Now, do you want to pass this thing or don't you?
Well, let's talk about that. What is the unemployment rate? Because we're seeing in mainstream reports it's somewhere around 10 or 11%, but that has got to be a lowball number.
9.4.
9.4.
Look, this is the way it works. They produce the short-term unemployment is 9.4%. The long term from 1990 is U3. And I won't even go into that. But U6, they quote occasionally, and it's an official government figure, it's 16.8% unemployment, including short-term unemployment, people no longer getting checks from the state, people who are discouraged, and people who are working part-time, and a lot of people working part-time because the average work week is 33.1%. You put them all into U6 plus the birth-death ratio. Now, if you extract the birth-death ratio, which is, the government says, we can't get to all the small and medium-sized companies, so we're going to guess at it. Well, every time they guess, with the exception of a couple of times in the last 5 years, they 6 years, they have found an average of 185,000 new jobs per month, which they made out of thin air, which is nothing but a lie.
Mm-hmm.
So if you extract that from the 16.8, you get 20.8%.
Unbelievable.
And I'm not the only one that does these figures. John Williams does them as well. And John's better at it than I am. And John came out with 20.9. So we'll use John's figures.
Well, it seems like they're so similar. Why don't you tell people how they can get your information, Mr. Chapman?
Well, they can go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's theinternational, FORECASTER.com. Or they can call toll-free 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178. You get a free introductory copy, and you can have either one by email or by hard copy through the Postal Service.
I kind of want to jump subject matter right now. I have this article that I hadn't been able to cover. University tackles a new world order. Okay, and in the first paragraph, it says a new world political and social order, an environmentally sustainable planet, world peace, and a new internet system to replace the one that's creaking under the weight of mass multimedia. These are the core aims of the University of Essex's new research strategy. Now, I just released my trailer for Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined this week, and there are still people out there that don't believe a new world order either exists or is coming into being, but yet there are mainline articles like this one, and everything I just read off there is something we've been talking about here at InfoWars and something you've been talking about for decades. I mean, when you talk about a new world political and social order, an environmentally sustainable, their buzzword, planet, a world peace, yeah, okay, and a new internet system to replace the one that's creaking under the weight of all this multimedia. We've been telling you about Internet 2 for years. What does that tell you? Does that tell you that we are accelerating at a pace never before seen towards this globalist new world order when they're just printing it in mainline articles, having workshops at the University of Essex and other universities?
They're telling you that it's time for them to move because they want to set a public perception that this is absolutely necessary and we better go do this, among other things. And they want to create the image that this internet is creaking. I mean, it's only, 20 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Let me think. Yeah, about 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not creaking under anything. They just want to get control of it. They want to form a new network so they can bypass this. In the new network, there won't be any Alex Jones or Jason or Bob or anybody else.
I think that you're spot on with that. And again, the headline out of the Drudge Report right now that goes to CNET is about this Cybersecurity Act and the latest provisions on the bill. They have a 55-page draft. And of course, not only the Cybersecurity Act, but the Cyberbullying Act, where if you, you know, you insult somebody, you call somebody fat on the internet, you might be, you might be in trouble, Bob. It might be a crime. You might have to have your internet shut off, and you might need to go to prison. And then they're using this pop icon, Miley Cyrus, to promote this to the younger generation as if it's the norm. And we don't need free speech in this country.
Well, they're doing the same thing in Canada as well. I'm running a piece under Canada that came from the Globe and Mail. And they're into this hate speech, which is what you're talking about, because if I called you fat, Jason, well, that's hate speech. And if you call me fat, to me, Bob, it's true. But anyway, no, not quite. But the point is, I just thought I'd make a joke. But the point is, not only can they put you in jail, but they can confiscate your assets. And that's really the underlying a notion of the article from the Globe and Mail.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you get a chance, you're getting my publication, go into Canada and look for that link and take a look at it. It's ominous, and it's happening all over the world. It's just not England, the United States, and Canada. It's happening elsewhere as well.
And they're building the infrastructure right now in this country with Obama, you know, just coming out and saying we're going to have a new cybersecurity office and we're going to have a cybersecurity czar. Did you ever think that we would see the day in the United States where we had czars again?
No, and it's something that is being used to bypass law, bypass Congress, And so that the executive branch will have its own little kingdom. And we can hark back to Elizabeth the First, Elizabeth the Second we have now, and the evolution of dictatorial government.
It is the evolution of dictatorial government, and as you said, the national security apparatus that is building this infrastructure is just completely unbelievable. They will invoke their executive powers and just say, look, we're beyond the law, we're beyond checks and balances, we decide what we want to do. And, you know, that's why I make it a point to let people know everything you do on your cell phone and on the internet right now, if you're with a major provider, and everybody listening right now is with a major provider, is tracked, traced, and databased. They have the secret room. It went to court. They threw it out of court from Bush's retroactive immunity. Then it went to appeals court. They threw it out of appeals court last June. We'll be back with Bob Chapman. I'm Jason Burmis. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
EJC.com would like to offer all listeners the Big Seed Deal. This amazing deal contains 35 different varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family healthy vegetables for years to come. These seeds contain no GMO and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, broccoli, cucumbers, peppers, onions, cabbage, lettuce, pumpkins, spinach, peas, wheatgrass, and much more. And the best part? You will receive almost 6,000 seeds that you can save and replant each season for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. And in this economy, saving money is always welcome, especially when it comes to our food supply. Order now and these seeds will be shipped to you absolutely free. To learn more and to place your order, visit EJC.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. EJC.com. Order now.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in. Alex coming up in about 6 minutes with Dr. Mark Siegel of Fox News, Cindy Sheehan, Dr. Eisenstein, and, of course, the economic hitman, John Perkins. I am joined by Bob Chapman. We're going to be going to him in a moment. But first, I want to thank one of our great sponsors, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 1-800-409-5633. If you want the best storable non-GMO foods in case of an emergency, this is it. eFoodsDirect, 1-800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com. You know, we were just talking about, you know, cybersecurity, the cybersecurity czar, the new office. But in reality, just like I said, Bob, they're already track tracing and databasing everything we're doing. They've set up an infrastructure where, you know, Homeland Security, local police forces all believe that, you know, extremists with Ron Paul bumper stickers and don't tread on me flags are the next terrorists. I mean, where is our society headed?
Totalitarianism. And it's already there. Mm-hmm. It's not headed. It is in it already. And that's part of the game that we're watching here.
I mean, essentially, are we lying to ourselves if we think anything less? I mean, I just read an article yesterday, you know, all about the truth about lying and what a morally degraded culture we are. And this is in Newsweek, how we tell lies. You know, 3 out of every 10 things we say is just a complete and total lie. And then we lie to ourselves about how serious situations are. And we've been lying to ourselves about this economy for years and years and years now as they pull the rug from under us. I mean, are we going to wake up and, you know, become free citizens again? Or are we just going to grovel under this new dictatorship?
Well, I think that we've made great headway with the American public, particularly over the last couple of years, because of programs like this and a handful of newsletters that get out there and get massive circulation, mm-hmm. like mine. Mm-hmm. And the public's coming around. You can see it in the town hall meetings, and it's encouraging. How much more power we can get within that movement remains to be seen, but hopefully it'll be very powerful. It's coming along, and what's going to make it viable is more people getting involved. That's the key, and so that's why we have to work harder and harder and harder to be able to stop the juggernaut, which is the Federal Reserve and the revolving door from Wall Street to New York City and so on and so to Washington, D.C. and so on and so forth.
And remember, you can't even go outside of the Federal Reserve and film without having security come up to you, ask you a million questions, want your identification. The last time I was there and I was filming outside, oh, we just had that shooting up in D.C. A couple of weeks ago. And I'm thinking to myself, how are you comparing me and what I'm doing with a tripod and a camera on a sidewalk to a madman who walked into a Holocaust museum and started shooting people with a gun? I mean, did he have a camcorder? It's complete ridiculousness. And then they want every little piece of information and they threaten you. I mean, these banksters are truly in control. They are truly above government and they don't want 1207 to pass. Like you said, if 1207 does pass through the Senate, they want that bill revised in such a manner it really cripples what it was intended to do.
Well, you're probably absolutely right. And we have to see if we can stop that. And you do that by going to all the members of the House and the Senate. And you tell them, the bill's coming up next month, it's going to be voted on, it will be passed, but we want it passed in the language that it's been set up in, not some character of a carcass of the original bill.
Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, and I'll see you next week.
Folks, I didn't even get to sheriff teacher jailed for drug conspiracy. Operation Carlito's Way targeted cross-border smuggling of cocaine and marijuana. That's right, our heroes in the Sheriff Department of Texas and of the school system dealing drugs just like the shadow government did in the 80s and continues to do today. Hey, if it's good enough for them, why not our local officials? It's the Alex Jones Show. Alex coming up after the break. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, real fast, Mark in Oregon. You're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead, Mark.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Hi, Alex and Bob. How y'all doing today?
Good.
Alex, a massive poster campaign on the vaccination deception is certainly in order, no doubt, not just in the United States, but throughout the world. Now, additionally, forming groups of organized and public protests and public exposure that will force the mass media of this country and the world to report on the deadly ingredients of the upcoming global vaccinations, I think would also be powerful, as well as an expedited production and release of a video by yourself, perhaps titled The Vaccination Deception.
All right, let me be clear. That's a great idea, The Vaccination Deception. I've interviewed Tenpenny and others. There is a section in the new film about the vaccine. It's just it's coming out right in October, and they may back off by then. So I need to make it just about how they use overall vaccine systems. But going back to Bob Chapman, Bob, isn't just the idea of lots of posters lets people get the idea that other people are upset? It's harder to go form groups. Out of this, you can form groups.
That's correct. And also, you have existing groups that you would introduce these, you know, poster to and said, look, if you're going to do this, you got to do that too, because they're going to disagree with the vaccination process. So you would get a hold of those groups and introduce them to posters and say, put them up everywhere. And I've done that before. Of course, I'm a little old for it now, but during political campaigns, you know, we'd go out and from 10 o'clock at night to 6 o'clock in the morning and put posters everywhere.
Yeah, there's nothing more American, nothing more pro-liberty, and the fact the government's trying to demonize it is outrageous. San Francisco won first place. The guys that did Lower Manhattan, you won second place. And I'm watching all these other videos. I think I know who third place is. I'll announce it on Monday. Or during the weekend, they'll be posted up on the site. We're launching a new contest. It'll be up by tonight or tomorrow to expose the flu, okay, to expose the shots. I've just got to get all that written up and done as well. Speaking of the posters, let's go to Jeff in South Dakota. Jeff, quickly, what happened to you?
Yes, Alex and Bob. I was in Broken Bow, Nebraska, which is where my wife is also a nurse. I went down to the local gun show. I was going to take a picture of this huge Obama poster that the local IT slash, you know, all-in-one store guy had up there at the gun show. This thing must have been 8x10. In the meantime, I'm putting up my own posters and stuff outside of the Obama Joker poster and stuff. And as soon as I went back in to do stuff, I noticed my posters and stuff would get ripped down. I noticed a couple of gentlemen outside. One looked like a farmer. Another one looked just like a cowboy. And it turned out to be the promoters. They, in the meantime, went inside, made Jim take down his big poster, which I wanted to get for you, Alex. This would have been huge. I mean, they're a nice poster for you. I came back. I said, well, what was up? Why are you taking this stuff down? They said, well, we're afraid to be political because the mayor of the town here in Broken Bow, Nebraska, might kick us out of the municipal building.
And I said, exactly. Well, that's how this tyranny works. First, they tell churches they can't. Now they're, and then everybody's just, in fact, that's what the local paper in Austin, in Hays County says. We can't allow any of this. It's un-American. And soon, that's the point. No one has any free speech. Bob Chapman, this is exactly what we're talking about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And what you do is you tell the man to take a hike.
What really made him mad, I said, well, your ancestors must have been Tories or something. I said, you know, maybe they were fighting on the wrong side of the revolution, and they started getting in my face. Obviously, my hands are full of stuff. And just literally pushed and shoved me out the door. You know, these are supposed to be supposed right-wing conservative people. I said, well, you're no better. shut me down than Obama or Clinton or Bush was.
No, they are. They're cowards. They literally worship licking boots. And we better not let anybody put posters up. They might come get us in America, you know. But, I mean, they might as well live in Romania in 1965. They might as well live in Ukraine in 1935. I mean, these people want to be raped. They want to be enslaved. It's disgusting. Keep it up, Jeff. Get the posters out all over the town. Don't stop. Bob Chapman, his forecast comes out twice a week. Get a free copy at theinternationalforecaster.com. See you next week, my friend.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. There he goes. We'll be right back with a special guest, the medical doctor, who came out and said this health care plan is eugenics. He resigned from the AMA.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com. The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
TV. You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
He's done some research, and when you start rationing health care, and it looks as if that couldn't happen. I mean, if you got 50 million more people into the system and a certain number of doctors, people are going to be in line. You're going to have to determine who gets the next treatment. Is unfairly, the elderly are the ones who are going to get shortchanged.
That's so true. I mean, in a way, it's a form of eugenics.
And that's why we've got him on with us. I continually hear him point out how they want to put troops on the streets, have the inoculations, martial law. Now Ron Paul's talking about it. Former Congressman Dick Armey saying they may use this as a pretext to get their health care rammed through this flu hype that they've got going. So joining us for one segment, and then we've got Congressman Ron Paul coming up, is, of course, Dr. Mark Siegel, Fox News contributor. And I certainly agree with a lot of the information he covers and also meshes with some of the other medical doctors and virologists and epidemiologists that we have on. Sir, thanks for coming on with us.
Good to see you. How you doing? Nice to be on.
Good, good. Give us your take on Obamacare. I mean, I've gone over the sections. All that bad stuff is in there, or it points at boards that we know do carry out all this rationing. We know what happens in Canada and England and Germany. That's on record. You can watch the House of Commons on C-SPAN and see them admitting it. I mean, as a doctor, give us your snapshot of this program, where you see it going, and why you're saying it borders on eugenics.
Well, I think the big issue here is that it starts in the wrong place. I'm getting more and more disturbed about it now that we're seeing, you know, these religious references, and everyone that doesn't agree with President Obama is somehow bearing false witness. I mean, how awful is that? I mean, you know, I think that the whole discussion is misguided. First of all, anybody understands in the United States that if we're going to change something, we need a debate. So it's very suspicious that if you disagree with the president and the administration, somehow you're wrong. I mean, where's the debate then? There's got to be something to discuss. And what about practicing physicians who are in the trenches every day with patients and see where this is going? You know, I'm not an insurance salesman. I work with patients. I have to deal with insurance, public and private. So why isn't the administration more interested in the fact that practicing physicians are having a problem with this? We don't think that government insurance works that well. We don't think that Medicaid works well at all. We don't think Medicare is working very well.
Well, they're admitting, doctor, they can't even read the 1,300-page bill. Conyers admits that. I mean, how can they implement something if they can't even read what was written by special interest, A, and then B, going back and backing you up? We have them all over the news now as a mantra saying, you can't even call it socialism, or you're a racist using the N-word. They are weaponizing politics, terrorizing the public, and invoking racism. They're actually the ones using race. They're the ones that are engaging in racism, race pimping.
Well, I mean, I think that we have to get back to basics here. You know, what are the basics? The basics are, whether they like it or not, healthcare and health insurance are not the same thing. I mean, why? Americans understand that. That's one of the reasons we're having the problem we're having. Americans understand that. They own an automobile, and they know if they bring their automobile in with a scratch, their rates are going to go up. And if they try to bring their automobile in with a scratch too much, they're going to find out there are no repair shops around taking their insurance. That's something we've lost sight of with health insurance. Health insurance is the problem. It's not the solution. And government-run health insurance is absolutely the worst. So it's completely disingenuous to have this discussion without looking at what real healthcare needs are. And one thing is, and this is where I get very upset, there's a great shortage of physicians in the United States. There's an estimated 40,000 primary care physicians we're going to be lacking in the next 10 years, and you can probably triple that given the fact that we have 78 million baby boomers coming in. Then let's piss off physicians more. Let's cut them. Oh, don't worry. We're not cutting benefits to patients. We're only cutting benefits to the poor guy in a Medicaid clinic who's already doing cataract surgery for free and saw his reimbursements cut down from $1,700 to $500 and, you know, and has to file the paperwork with Medicaid before he can get a penny.
And he can't even, I mean, my dad's a physician. He can't even then afford the medical malpractice insurance. People aren't living in the real world that don't live and work as a physician like you do. And I think you point out the whole debate's a fraud. Back before we had medical insurance, we even had, you know, better access to health care. It becomes just this bigger and bigger fraud, this bigger and bigger scam where the expenses of the bureaucracies go up and the media is saying it's the doctors getting the money. I see the statistics. Doctors in the last 20 years, in many cases, are making half of what they were.
You know, people ask me all the time, why aren't doctors fighting? I'll give you a couple of answers for that. The number one, you're not going to believe, which is they're too busy taking care of patients. Number two is most doctors realize that they're being steamrolled and they don't feel that there's anything to do about it, so why waste the time? But there's going to be a rude awakening in a few years if this gets slammed down. Doctors are going to revolt. And I'll have to tell you, full disclosure, here's how doctors revolt. They either drop out or they game the system. Now, do patients want that? You want to be gamed? You want your doctor to drop out? Let's deal with a real myth that you're going to get to keep the doctor you got now till he quits. You know, great quote, get to keep the doctor you have now. So, you know, physicians are being completely ignored in this whole discussion. And a few of us have loud voices, but clearly the debate, would you have a debate about who's operating your train without talking about the conductor? Would you say, let's pad the seat? streets. Let's get new dining cars. By the way, the engineer's quitting. Who's driving the train?
Well, that's like the government says they're going to put screen doors on submarines without consulting the engineer who designed the submarine.
It's totally the case. And I don't want your listeners to think, by the way, that I only care about doctors, but there's a trickle-down effect here. Because everybody knows that when you go to the doctor's office, you're not meeting President Obama, you're meeting your physician. And it's not that and by the way, one more thing that I don't think I've ever said before. I want to make a really, really important point here. You know, doctors are not the same doctors that we were dealing with in 1964 when Medicare came down the pike. Those doctors were definitely living high on the hog, and there was a lot of fat on the bone. Now, I don't happen to think the fat was chipped off the bone in the right way. I don't think HMOs work very well, and I know that the government insurance doesn't. But the doctors we have now are very close to the bone. They have very, very high overhead. They're working their butts off. They're seeing 40 patients a day. What do you want to see, 60? I mean, let's flood their offices with millions of more patients and pay them less, and hospitals we're going to cut?
I mean, I've seen it with nurses. That's why they got such a shortage there. I mean, it's a hellish job because they are overworking everybody. And they use a few specialists on TV to demonize the profession. In the 5 minutes we got left, I want to plug your website. It's drsiegel.com. That's drsiegel.com. I wanted to specifically get into eugenics, though. You said it's almost like eugenics. Well, the bioethicist boards have a lot of eugenicist ideas in them. Europe, as you know, they've said if you're old, you don't deserve the same care as a young person. We know that Daschle's book said, if you're old, you don't deserve the care. So, can you elaborate as a well-known, prominent physician, why you use the word eugenics?
Because we're trained in medical school not to make any difference between one patient and another. I've talked about that endlessly and thought about that. I don't treat, you know, overweight people differently than skinny people, except that I might focus on being overweight as a problem. I don't say, this patient has no money, I'm going to treat them less. I don't say this person's rich, I'm going to treat them better. My patients wouldn't have it any other way. So where's the government coming along saying, you know, things like Ezekiel Emanuel has written about life years? Too many life years? I mean, what is that all about? Why don't elderly deserve the same care as young people? A patient is a patient is a patient. That's the only way doctors can practice, and it's the only way healthcare can be delivered, and it's what the United States wants.
And they're phrasing it in the media and the government like it's good, like you want the government taking tests away. You want the government giving you a aspirin for a heart attack like Cuba. I mean, this is crazy.
Well, I don't think the government, I think the biggest issue with the government, by the way, is that they don't have the qualifications. And that, you know, never mind that they do such a great job with the IRS and with the post office. But they, you know, they're just learning their talking points now. I mean, they're going to seminars and tutorials on healthcare. I mean, you can't. You know, that's the thing that's most disturbing here of all. I watch politics with a jaundiced eye to begin with. But where do these guys get off thinking they can be healthcare experts? That's the biggest bearing of false witness here to begin with. I mean, where did this guy get an MD from? You know, we're in this for I've been in this for two decades already, and I'm not just a practicing physician. As you know, I'm writing about this. I've been writing about health policy for 10 years. I've studied this very carefully. There's too many people in this dealing with this, ramming this down our throats, who are not qualified to be looking at health care and health reform.
But they are qualified to steal 20% of the country's economy that's not under government control so they can give it to their fat cat buddies is now coming out. In closing, the flu. I've seen no U.S. media. I'd love for you to break this nationally. You've got the power to do it. The Sunday Mail, the London Telegraph, German news reports, swine flu jab linked to killer nerve disease. Leaked letter reveals concern of neurologist over 25 deaths in America in the test alone of the vaccine by Gillian Bernays and other deaths of neurological, it's switching on some autoimmune response, massive brain swelling. Doctor, your comments on this and the news saying three shots can mutate in the body.
Well, look, I think it's a mild virus. I think that, as you hinted before I came on, we don't know how it's going to be hyped yet. We don't know what the administration's going to do to hype it. I think it's a mild virus, but I do think it's made its way around the world, and I think we have to pay particular attention to it. I don't think we can ignore it, but the hysteria is totally ridiculous. I think we need a vaccine to it, but the vaccine that is problematic, because in 1976, we had what we thought was a swine flu epidemic, which was completely fabricated, it turned out, and we ended up with close to 1,000 cases of ascending paralysis as a result. That could happen again. want to use fear of the vaccine to replace fear of the virus. I don't like fear in general. I've written books on this. And
But doctor, we got 30 seconds. My issue here is that internal CDC, they're saying, were you aware of this? It's not in our news.
I'm aware of it.
You are aware?
I'm aware of it, but I don't know to the extent to which it's a problem versus 76. In other words, it remains to be seen how significant a side effect this is. Before I go and tell people, be afraid of this vaccine, I want to see more about what a risk this really is.
Exactly, but they're keeping it secret, so shouldn't that be public? Shouldn't there be a big debate about this?
There should be a big debate about this, but I'm telling you right now, I'm always on the side of the facts, and I want to close by saying I think the vaccine is going to be safe.
DrSiegel.com. Doc, thanks for talking to us.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime.
You bet.
Wow. All I can say is wow. Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon it'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure, but I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Folks, I'm going to be Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. here in this very studio. Also simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank all the members that have made the show possible. I mean, how could that last doctor, who's a nice guy and it speaks out more than most against the system, calling it eugenics, say, yeah, I know it's killing some people, but, you know, we got to see if this is, I forget his exact quote, you know, an acceptable level of side effects. Because, you know, that's what they do. They triage. They say, well, if this vaccine saves 10,000 people, but it kills 1,000, you know, it's okay. That's kind of the medical idea. I'm not saying Siegel's saying that, but it's in the same general idea and area. They know it doesn't protect you from the flu. They know it's already mutated. That you know their history of adding stuff to it. You've got to admit what this medical system's doing. Hyping this flu that's killed almost nobody up like it's the end of the world. This is a big deal. We're going to expose it with the contest. Ron Paul is coming up, and then the rebroadcast starts, and I'll be back next, well, this Sunday live. I want to thank the crew. In fact, guys, make sure I also, I'm supposed to during the break call that other TV reporter. So, and when Duke gets back, make sure, I'm having to give orders right now because I've got a bunch of stuff coming up. My mind starts racing with all the different things we do. Make sure we go ahead and give the Fox News reporter that young man's phone number that put the posters up so they can get the facts straight in the Fox News story. So that's happening too. I wanted to thank a few of the sponsors that I haven't really gotten to today before we go into this Ron Paul interview that's coming up, because it is the sponsors that make this radio show possible. MySolarBackup.com, a lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricanes, snow, and ice storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from our good and wonderful longtime sponsor, Solution from Science. The website's MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. They have the Power Source 1800-watt generator and high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas, but in a blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move today. MySolarBackup.com or 877-327-0365. And lastly, before I had a few other little pieces of news here and go to the Ron Paul interview, I want to thank the great folks at FrontSight. This is the premier national shooting training center that's got 4 and 5 day courses, no drill instructor attitude, great for the whole family. They have a lot of free stuff online as well, a great free newsletter, frontsight.com, and they're giving a free XD pistol in the caliber of your choice when you sign up for the 5 day world-class gun training at Frontsight Firearms Training Institute, and also get the 30 state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. So the website's frontsight.com. Take advantage of that today at frontsight.com. I didn't plug really any sponsors till late last hour, and wanted to get those in and thank them because they make the show possible. And I also want to thank everybody out there that is making copies of my films and getting them out to people. Everybody out there that's spreading the word about the radio show, the free podcast, that you can go to the listen page at the top of Infowars.com. But yeah, there's the Fox News story. Felony vandalism charges possible in Obama Joker poster case. We have Joshua Miller's number from Fox. He's been calling us. We need to call him and explain this is all a fraud. And the police told the young man that we know this is selective enforcement and that they don't normally go after people from this, but it's political pressure. And that Obama supporters were there snapping photos of people doing it and saying, we're going to turn you in, just like Obama told them to do on his own website. So, again, this is a big, big issue. We'll have more for you on the abbreviated Sunday show as well. In other news, the dollar is plunging. All the real economic numbers show commodities exploding because of dollar devaluation. Takes more dollars worldwide to buy those. Governments are moving away from the dollar. Unemployment skyrocketing. Every real economic indicator is we're dead meat. Meanwhile, the media is telling you the economy's great because it is for the big bankers and the billionaires and the people that control trillions. This is their big consolidation, their vertical integration. Because we're armed, they can't come in with a Soviet takeover right away, so they can economically rape us. And Obama's their front man to take the blame of that, just like Bush was involved. We have got to expose the offshore banks for stealing $23.7 trillion in the last 10 months, hoarding that money, and paying banks not to loan to the citizens to kill the economy so the banks can force a consolidation. They want a destroyed economy. Not your local bank. The big multinational king banks want to destroy the economy so they can consolidate it and vertically integrate it. I want to say great job to the crew here as well. Before I run out of time with this interview with Ron Paul, don't know if we'll have time for that coming up, and all the sponsors and affiliates. Be sure and support our local sponsors as well. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
At PrisonPlanet.tv, the syndicated radio show is in living color. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, come up in about 10 minutes. I'm going to debut here streaming live over the web, Fall of the Republic. And for radio listeners, it'll also be informative. Most of it's audio clips. The trailer for my new film. This is the first trailer. We've got more detailed trailers coming out in the next month. The release date is October 21st. The film will be done in the next month. And then we'll be shipping out to you again in the middle of October. So you should be getting it in the mail right around release time. But I wanted to get Cindy Sheehan on. We appreciate her popping in to give us a report on what's happening. Martha's Vineyard, one of the favorite hangouts of the Clintons and Walter Cronkite and kind of the Eastern establishment of the eugenicist clan. And Cindy Sheehan, who lost her son, of course, in Iraq, became a national icon standing up to Bush at the Crawford Ranch. Now, Obama's in the news saying, please give my family privacy. Oh, but his spy satellites and NSA phone tapping and his Blackwater thugs, they're not giving us any rest. And so there's hardly any mainstream media, at least I searched it this morning, I saw some, about Cindy Sheehan with all these other great peace activists. Because, again, it was trending and fun to protest Bush knowing he wouldn't end the war for the establishment. But now that they're in power, like Rahm Emanuel said, you know, he campaigned against Democrats and ran the Democratic Party operation against Democrats that were actually against war. And the corporate guys tried to throw Dennis Kucinich out because he's actually a real liberal and against war and a real progressive. So Cindy Sheehan is out there shattering the left-right paradigm. We've been publishing at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com the articles and reports she's been putting out. They've got YouTube videos up. Get her information out viral and ask the media, why aren't you covering this? More troops are dying under Obama than under Bush. He's expanding the wars. All his top generals say 10 to 15 years before they leave. They rewrote the maps of the U.S. bases so they weren't part of the cities to claim they left the cities. Corporate lawyer semantical games. Cindy Sheehan from Martha's Vineyard, site of Lord Obama vacationing. Cindy, good to have you here with us.
Hi, Alex. Thank you so much for helping to promote this protest and promote the fact that, like you said, even though there's a change in regime, there's the only change in policy has been for the worse. And we just really do reclaim our integrity and our morality in the anti-war movement to say that. The wars, we were right to say the wars were wrong under Bush, and we're still right to say they're still wrong under Obama. And to me, it's a lack of media coverage, but it's also a lack of any kind of cooperation or solidarity that I've not received from the establishment anti-war movement.
Well, that's because the Ford Foundation. That's because the Ford Foundation, as you know, and these other big money groups run and control the fake left. It's just, I mean, where is Amy Goodman? Where are all these groups? Continue, please, Cindy Sheehan. Tell us what's happening out there, how many people are out there, where you're located so other people can come join you, how long you're going to be there, what the Secret Service is doing.
All I can say for the moment is that to get a list of events, they can go to my blog or to your website, and it's at CindySheehanSoapboxBlogspot.com. The first event that we're going to have that's organized will be a corporate media conference tomorrow at 11, so we'll see how much coverage we get protesting Obama. But another thing is that we're going to be writing of people all over the world an international people's declaration of peace. And that's to start a grassroots movement because, as I said, so many times the robber class doesn't want to change. You know, we can't force the robber class to change, especially if so many of the so-called opposition has been co-opted by the two-party system or whatever you want to call it. So we're going to be writing that. We hope that we'll get solidarity from you and from your listeners on this People's Declaration of Peace that we'll be writing. I'm staying just right around the corner from Obama, so I'm hoping to bump into him if he ventures out of his compound.
Now, again, for people geographically, tell folks where Martha's Vineyard is, where the press conference is. A lot of people aren't online how do people come out to this? Do we call the media, challenge them to be there? What do we do?
Well, absolutely. You know the media is already there because Obama's there. So what we have to do is you can call the media station at Oak Bluff Elementary School. That's where the press conference is going to be tomorrow at 11. We're having a large anti-war rally on Saturday. If people who are in Massachusetts or around this area can get to Martha's Vineyard, we will have a large vigil rally teach-in against the war. And so the island's fairly small, and we're going to blanket the island. We have support from people on Martha's Vineyard who have offered us housing, offered us places to hang our banners, places to put signs, places to do our vigils. So we're going to be all over that island because we don't want Obama or the press or the anti-war movement to not know that we're there still protesting the wars like we were when Bush was president.
What response are you starting to get? I mean, I do see you getting more attention than you were a few months ago. What are some of the positive responses you're getting from the anti-war community or just the sanity community? And what responses are you getting that are negative?
Well, it's interesting that the negative responses I'm getting are from people who would, I think, call themselves anti-war progressives, saying that I should give Obama a rest, that I should let him have a peaceful vacation. Well, Alex, you know, four of our troops were killed yesterday in Afghanistan. I don't know, even know how many Afghans or Pakistanis were killed yesterday. And,
yeah, they're getting a long rest now.
Yeah, so exactly. So why does he deserve a peaceful vacation? The world deserves a vacation from war and a vacation from body bags. It doesn't stop no matter what the president does.
And by the way, Cindy, we know what this war is about. I mean, I saw Admiral Mullen on CNN two nights ago making up stuff about why the opium has gone over 12 times what it was, I mean, since the liberation. And then BBC admits, oh, we guard the opium so the warlords don't get it. And then suddenly heroin is all over the streets. They're there just like the Russians were there to get that smack.
Right. Well, and then also there's the whole pipeline thing to get the oil to Asia from the Middle East. So, of course, it's for profit. Of course, that's
right. Black tar heroin and black gold. Black tar heroin and black gold.
That's what they're always for. So, yep. So that's what we're doing. Is we're getting a lot of excitement. I'm getting mostly support, which is very gratifying to me. And thank you for your support and letting your listeners and your viewers know what we're doing, because that's really important, too.
Well, I mean, where are you bivouacked? How the folks physically get in a car right now, get over there. How long are you going to be there again?
I'm going to be here until Sunday when the president leaves. So, like I said, we're going to be all over the island. They can, there's phone numbers that people can call to find out where we're going to be exactly if people can get over. There's emails. People can email me directly, Cindy@CindySheehanSoapbox.com. If you tell us, it's not like Crawford where we had a camp. We're going to be all over that island every day.
Well, Cindy, this is very exciting, and I'd like to get some updates from you again throughout the week here and maybe on Sunday, on the Sunday show when it's all over, kind of a recapping final event for people out there driving along in their cars or listening on shortwave or whatever, or on satellite. Slowly give out the website address again.
Okay, Cindy Sheehan soapbox.blogspot.com. There's a schedule of times, dates, and places where we will be for sure that we know already. There's a place where people can donate to help us with expenses, and just a place where you can see the ideology or the philosophy of why we're out there.
Cindy, let me ask you a question in closing. Are you getting any media coming to you? Before, they were mobbing you. You were having to hide in a trailer, giving interviews 15 hours a day. Now what's happening?
There seems to be some interest. I talked to some corporate media newspapers today, so it's not like it was when I was in Crawford, that's for sure. So I find that very interesting.
Well, I mean, number one, it's a great story. Cindy Sheehan now back. You know, this has been going on for 7 years. Here's Cindy Sheehan, you know, 5 years into this. Now she's back. It's still happening under Obama. That's a big story.
I've been trying to be low-key until our press event tomorrow. So after the press event tomorrow, we'll see what happens.
Okay, we'll check in with you again. Cindy Sheehan, thank you.
Okay, great, Alex. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And again, we'll definitely at least check in with her Sunday in the aftermath of all of this. The media should be knocking her door down, but no, it's so trendy and fun to have Obama trying to start wars with the Russians and putting more troops into Afghanistan and wanting to go into Pakistan and Predator drones and 100,000 plus troops still in Iraq and never leaving. I mean, it's an insult to my intelligence. It's an insult to your intelligence to have the media and the Iraqi government under orders of the globalist redraw their city maps where the green zone and other bases aren't part of the cities now, and then say our troops have pulled out. I mean, this is a very cynical, cynical joke. And they did pull back in one respect. They pulled out the two-year-old surge, took troops out of the fortresses and put them in machine gun nests and checkpoints, kind of like community policing. And now they've pulled those out. So it's amazing. It's kind of like cutting somebody's leg off and saying, oh, but I'm trying to fix it and giving them a Band-Aid. I mean, it's too little, too late. It's a joke. It's cosmetic. It's a corporate front. I want to keep going to your phone calls before Dr. Eisenstein joins us. I also want to get into Bernanke being nominated for another term as private Federal Reserve Chairman. The rest of the board's appointed by them, but he's the little front man. Geithner's the former head of the New York Fed. That's the real powerhouse in the corporate structure. That's coming up. Also, judge orders Fed to disclose who received bailout trillions. Paul Joseph Watson, key story up on prisonplanet.com. Big news, judge orders Fed to disclose who received bailout trillions. I said billions. The mind has trouble dealing with trillions. You used to have trouble a decade ago with billions. Now it's trillions. Soon it'll be quadrillions. Well, it already is in the quadrillions, the total black hole of debt that we're dealing with the derivatives. I wanted to tell folks that up on prisonplanet.com and InfoWars.com, we have the first detailed write-up of my new film that is nearing completion. That is, we've got 2 hours laid out, and I'm trying to put this in, take that out, add this document, add that clip, working on a few final voiceovers, and I'll polish it in the next 3-4 weeks, and it'll go to be mass manufactured. Pre-orders start September 21st, and they ship out a few days before the official release date at prisonplanet.tv. We'll release it there in the highest quality. It ships out on DVD a few days before that, so you should be getting it in or around the release time. We're trying to even make the DVD earlier and then hold it so we can ship it out even faster. But the pre-orders will start coming up in about 3-4 weeks, and I guess about 3.5 weeks. And I wanted to go ahead and play the trailer to the new film. So here is trailer one for Fall of the Republic. And I want to say great job to the music guys here. We've used Graham Reynolds in the past, and I've also bought royalty-free music in the past, and Rob Jacobson's made music in the past. This time we've been using Derek Einkoff and Will and a few others here in the office. Did a fabulous job. This is a quick mix. This is kind of a raw trailer because I realize I've been so focused on the film that I wasn't even focused on trailers to promote it. So we've got even more powerful trailers coming out in the next few weeks. But this is a great trailer Rob Jacobson put together. And it says, the following film preview is rated vital to the Republic and necessary for all audiences in defense of liberty. It's rated V for viral transmission in the info war. Spread this film everywhere through viral transmission to keep and preserve the Constitution and defeat tyranny in all its forms. Here it is, Fall of the Republic.
Last week, the head of the country's central bank floated the idea of dumping the greenback as the world's reserve currency, replacing it with an international currency.
Thousands of people gathered to hear Barack Obama deliver key foreign policy speech on his current European tour. His vision for America's place in a new world order.
Returning vets could be a risk to our nation.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
And one of the ways it will drive the change is through global governance.
I think the new world order is emerging.
This is a hoax and a scam which is designed to transfer wealth and power from the private sector to the government sector and from the government of the United States to a world government.
And those people who have been yelling, oh, the UN's going to take over global
conspiracy
government.
Conspiracy theorists.
They've been crazy, but now they're right.
And who got the money? Hundreds and hundreds of banks, any bank or that has access to the U.S. Federal Reserve's discount.
Tell us who they are.
No.
You know, financial terrorism. They have the ability to tweak the knob.
I am proposing that the Federal Reserve be granted new authority.
The ultimate goal of the carbon tax and the cap and trade is to destroy production.
This energy tax is the largest tax increase in American history.
We're actually creating a global warming police. So number one, they can come in, the federal government can come in, inspect your house, and send you the bill. We're setting up a global warming Gestapo.
One of the things that if you talk to our generals, they are desperate for is a civilian counterpart to our military forces.
I am fierce.
And this is what I wear.
Senator Barack Obama's presidential campaign is asking Missouri law enforcement to target anyone who lies or runs a misleading television ad.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
The president, when he was in Europe last week, he met with the king of Saudi Arabia. He appeared to bow.
President Obama today proposed something new, something called prolonged detention. Pre-crime is where people are arrested and incarcerated to prevent crimes that they have not yet committed.
Fall of the Republic. Coming to the InfoWar. October 21st, 2009. Stay with us.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
I say I shot the sheriff, but I swear it was in self-defense.
Sheriff John Brown one day was coming down the road. He was going to shoot me. That's how I shot him.
And I started out of town, yeah. All of a sudden, I saw Sheriff John Brown came in to shoot me down. So I shot him down. And I said, if I am guilty, I will pay.
That's right. Well said, Bob Marley. Okay, we got Dr. Eisenstein coming up 8 after. I'm going to take calls in the next segment and with Dr. Eisenstein as well. I really want to try to take more of your calls, more on the show, because just so many great callers, so much intel, so much info that is going on and happening out there. Before I go any further here today, I again want to encourage everybody to get really part one of Fall of the Republic. And that is, of course, the Obama deception, available at InfoWars.com. Also, PrisonPlanet.tv, we stream the live radio show in living color. It has all my films in super high quality. The archives of this radio show, of the TV show, of everything. Expanded extras that are only on PrisonPlanet.tv. My book, Descent into Tyranny. Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos. They're all available in ebook format. There's just so much. 5.5 years up and running at PrisonPlanet.tv, and we just continue to upgrade it, add more and more. We have CDN, so the video streams or downloads really fast. Again, PrisonPlanet.tv, or call toll free to get any of the books or videos or Obama Joker, fascist t-shirts, all these things that get the establishment hopping mad, available at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Also, I want to thank diginet.net, which every patriot should visit. It's diginet.net. I want to tell you about this great sponsor where you can get the highest quality surveillance gear for the best prices. Everyone should have one of the DigiPens, which, by the way, is the same pen I bought for $150. I got them for like $45, $50. The unit is a video and audio recorder device, disguised as a pen. And as an unbiased witness, it can always be at your side, ready to help, and is admissible as evidence in the court if necessary. With the 2 and 4 gig models, you can record 2 hours or more of continuous audio video, and you will not believe the quality when you see it for the first time. Check it out by clicking the Diginet banner on InfoWars.com. That's Diginet.net. They got a bunch of other products, too, at Diginet.net. A little system that goes into a memory card hidden in your car with a couple tiny cameras. Very inexpensive, super easy to install, and it's just there with one click of a button. You've got it. It's just an invaluable thing to have. Be good for YouTube people who want to just record themselves while they're driving down the road, take it out with their buddies, having a fun discussion, pop it right in for YouTube, upload it. There's just all sorts of uses for Diginet.net. And one other sponsor is Ecola Blue. This is the fantastic atmospheric water generator. It's the system I love. I use it in my home and the office. 7 filters. It grabs water out of the air, then sends it through reverse osmosis, carbon filter, UV filter. EcolaBlue.com, state-of-the-art, very affordable, EcolaBlue.com, and their special runs through Monday, by the way, so their special for $200 off ends today, EcolaBlue.com, ECOLOBlue.com, or 1-800-691-6043, EcolaBlue.com, 800-691-6043, EcolaBlue.com, 1-800-691-6043, and you can check them out today, ladies and gentlemen. Believe me, this is the cleanest, purest water you're going to find anywhere. It comes right out of the air and then sits in the filters. Acolablue.com. All right, we'll be back with your calls, Dr. Eisenstein, and a lot more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Zombie killer in new comic book. Is that racist? Is that wrong? Should we all be arrested by the thought police? Says they've portrayed the president as a new comic book series named as he plays on words with the popular horror franchise Resident Evil. And it's Obama with chainsaws as a superhero killing zombies. Yeah, it was okay to show him as Superman, to show him as Batman. But you don't show him as the Joker. Why, I need to be arrested for doing that. And anybody else does, too. You don't talk bad about the president. That's illegal, because we don't have free speech in America. Everybody knows that. Well, I got news for you. We're going to talk about whatever we want here. Let's go to Jeff in Oregon, then Donna in Texas, Bill, Gene, Pat, and others. Jeff, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, good morning, Alex. Just a question here. I happen to be listening to Dr. Tenpenny on with Nori. I think it was last week. And I'm just wondering, she hinted that she's thinking it will not be a forced inoculation, but rather a de facto criminalization of refusing the inoculation.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you won't fly. You'll have to stay in your house. They'll arrest you. They won't let you go to work. And then in the future, you have to take all their other vaccines or you can't go to work. That's exactly how they're planning to do it. In fact, let's set Tenpenny back up for the show. She's learned a lot more now about this current flu situation. She's been picking up a lot of new data. And let's also set up Horowitz and Tenpenny. But go ahead, sir.
So, you know, the thing that disturbs me about this is when she said that, of course, last night I was listening to the replay of when you interviewed Ike. I think it was the last time you interviewed Ike. And he seems to, and other people who talk about the New World Order, seem to come back to our best defense is to peacefully resist. The problem is, and it seems that nobody wants to talk about this, not Dr. Stan, not Ike, not anyone. They're not going to let you peacefully resist. They're not going to just let
it. I understand that. That's why we don't offensively go out, because then they can cast us as the bad guy. When we defend ourselves, there's no way for them to demonize it. But we try to reach out to military and police. You've got police, the military, the nurses associations in Europe and the U.S., the majority of them. 2 weeks ago, it was 35% of nurses say no. This week, it was last night, I saw over 60% in New York State. Look, they're not going to get away with it, but they're going to come back over and over again with wanting to put things in our bodies, because that's what the eugenicists are into. That's their zero population growth. That's what the government textbooks call for. That's what they want. So they want to set that precedent. That's why they love pharmacological crops. They're already engineering the crops to do this. Yeah, there's a poll. Half of doctors will refuse to take swine flu shot. Steve Watson, that came out today. So very, very interesting. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, did you say that Israel, 75% of the doctors were against the vaccine, but they're going to vaccinate the entire population anyway?
I don't remember saying that.
I must have heard that from somebody else. So, Alex, you are the Sean Connery character in Outland. Well done.
Outland? What am I, like, going around with a shotgun, fighting with the company hitmen that are trying to sell some amphetamine drug? That's a good movie. Outland with Sean Connery. You ever seen it? It's a good science fiction movie. It's really like a Western set on some moon of Saturn, I think. They're running a mining operation. It's a good movie. Sean Connery should have done more serious roles like that. Said it's like Highlander. Oh, my God. I like Sean Connery movies like Thunderball. It's a good movie. All right, we're going to come back with Dr. Eisenstein. Stay with us.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com. This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, for the next 50 minutes or so, we are joined by Dr. Mayor Eisenstein. We sell his book. This is the one big book we sell on vaccination. man. It's an amazing book. Don't vaccinate before you educate. This is the book to give friends, family, neighbors to inform them about what's really happening. Dr. Mayer Eisenstein is a graduate of the University of Illinois Medical School, the Medical College of Wisconsin School of Public Health, and the John Marshall Law School. In his 33 years in medicine, he has practiced, cared for more than 75,000 patients, grandparents, and children. He is board certified by the National Board of Medical Examiners, American Board of Public Health and Preventative Medicine. He's like a super doctor and a lawyer, and the American Board of Quality Assurance and Utilization Review Physicians. He is recipient of the Howard Fellowship, Health Professional Scholarship, University of Illinois School of Medicine Scholarship, and a member of the Illinois Bar. He is the author of Give Birth at Home with the Home Birth Advantage Safe Medicine, Don't Vaccinate Before You Educate, Unequivocally Dangerous, Medical Hazards of HRT and Unlocking Nature's Pharmacy. His medical film is, which means in Latin, Above All, Do No Harm. They've gotten rid of the Hippocratic Oath, so that's good to still keep that alive. And a documentary on home birth was an award winner at the Chicago Film Festival. And homefirst.com is just one of his websites, homefirst.com. Doc, I got you on about vaccines, and it's been too long. It's been like 2 years since I've had you on. There is so much to go into, but we were talking during the break. Please repeat the point you made when I was first talking to you.
Let me tell you, Alex, it is a true report, a comment. You know, as I've been following this, you know, I've been blessed. I'm a student of the late Dr. Mendelsohn, so I knew that vaccines are dangerous because he knew about that 35 years ago. And so most of my practice and none of my children have been vaccinated. But what you were talking about, eugenics, population control, that they have different stuff in the vaccines, your material's gotten soft, Alex. I mean, this is mainstream media that they're picking up on this. You know, I mean, I wanted to know something interesting. I looked at Fox News yesterday online, and they talked about that the latest czar, Dr. John Holdren, who's a nasty, nasty person. I mean, and we're going to talk about him for a minute. You know, he wants to push this vaccine in September. You know, and he's the one who co-authored a book with Dr. Paul Ehrlich in the 70s about eugenics and everything. I mean, he's, you know, they openly said it, you know, and he's the one who wants to push this. But so they talked about how 90,000 people are going to die. 100 people commented. 95% have been listening to Alex Jones, or I thought they were. There's mercury, you shouldn't take the vaccine. There's squalene, you shouldn't take the vaccine. Dr. Tenpenny said you shouldn't take the vaccine. I thought I was looking at an alternative medicine blog. Unbelievable. You're soft, Alex. You got to get better material. You got to make up some stuff. The New World Order, it's all real. That's what's so, it's frightening. It's absolutely
well, here's
frightening.
The issue, and you're right. Actually, a lot of conspiracy theorists do start getting into the Earth is hollow and has space aliens in it, and Alex Jones is a reptoid, because all the mainline stuff has been admitted now, so it doesn't have that shock value. But right. No, I just go off the government documents. I go off of what I'm aware of. That's why now it's all mainstream news, because they're carrying their program out. But because we planted all those seeds, and you and others valiantly did as well, now we're having a big effect, and you're right. I see articles about the government health care, the vaccines, message boards on mainline newspapers in Europe, in Texas, England, and you're right, 9 out of 10 or more. When you said 95%, that's more like it. And people can go see this for themselves. They're all awake. They know. And I think the eugenicists, just like with Hitler, you know, Hitler was a popular guy in 1936, 37, 38, Time magazine, you know, great guy, eugenics is great. But as soon as you stand up to them, they collapse. And I think that's starting to happen, but go ahead.
Paper tigers. Well, you know, I just have to add a little bit something. You said 30% of doctors, that was the report out of England where they're about to do it. But said they will not administer or take the swine flu vaccine. But it's even more. 35% more said they weren't sure, which means only about 25% said they would do it. Well, that's an F in every class I've been in. I've been in a lot of classes in my life. You know, it's, I think the, I think the public has gotten well informed. I think there's so much material. You have done, really, I want to commend you. You've done an incredible job. You have talked and talked until people say, hey, wait a minute, Alex may be telling us something that's real. You know, and so it's really exciting. You know, I'm really not that worried what's going to happen. I've told all my families, 50% of the families who come to us homeschool their children. So they have a little bit of protection. I've told those who go to school, you may have to keep your children out of school. So what? Big deal. What's going to happen? They're going to end up at Harvard, Yale, because the kids don't go to school like that. Don't waste their time at school. The ones who end up at the top school. You know, and, but I think that they're so afraid. See, I tell you, Alex, add conspiracy theory, not even conspiracy theory. The vaccine manufacturers know that the vaccine doesn't work. They know that. They absolutely know. It's never worked. You pointed it out. The swine flu in 76 didn't work. Every year the seasonal flu vaccine doesn't
work. Well, sir, you're the medical doctor, so take your time. Go through that and then walk through these mercury and squalene adjuvants, what they're causing in the body. As a top medical doctor, break it down for us.
Well, you know, let me give you what I think their game plan is. They weren't worried about giving the swine flu vaccine in September when they knew that swine flu wasn't going to be an issue. But now they're concerned it may be an issue and people may die from it. I mean, that's not even a question. So they couldn't give the vaccine in September. And then, see, the majority of the flu season is between September and the end of October. That's when the people get sick and die. After that, it tends to be milder no matter what. See, that way they've got 50 years of history in this. And so they realized that when this may be real, if they gave the vaccine in September, inoculated 300 million people in this country, and 100,000 people died, their whole vaccine program with all the other childhood vaccines could go down the drain. So they took the vaccine that they had, they put it in storage, and they said, we can't come out with it until the end of October. Now, Dr. John Haldren, not an MD, not a medical doctor, but yet he's the director of the White House Office on Science and Technology Policy, you know, and he said, no, it is so imperative that you have to water it down and give it in the middle of September. The drug companies now come back to him. Now, I'm making this up, and say, oh, we're happy to give you watered down because we'll tell you it most probably doesn't work. So now we're covered either way. We've made our money in September, and if it doesn't work, we say, you see, we have to wait until we have the right amount, you know. And so that's the whole thing, you know. All the other stuff, the mercury, the squalene, you know, mercury is one of the most known toxins, and now they're trying to back off and pretend it's not in the vaccine. But it's not only Alex Jones or Sherry Tenpenny who's saying it. The Wall Street Journal ran the article. The New York Times ran the article. The Washington Post, or I like to call it the Washington Compost. You know, you know. And so, it's so out there. I think it becomes, Alex, one of these points where all these misinformed or non-thinkers, you know, go along until they say, hey, wait a minute, I'm the next one who's going to be put into the concentration camp. You know, and I think, and I can tell you something came out this morning, which is great because I heard you mention Mike Adams, who's just fabulous. He came out with a video. Everyone should go on to YouTube. Look at his video. It says, don't inject me. It is just great. And just, you know, I think now they're less worried about the damage they can cause with mercury and squalene, both toxic chemicals. Squalene has never been approved for use. I mean, and they're more worried that they could lose the whole program. What does it mean, the whole program? The polio, the DPT, the measles, mumps, and rubella. Because once people start doubting, all of a sudden the truth starts coming out.
Well, sir, I know 3 years ago you looked at the trials. I covered it. I had other medical doctors on. I had families, women whose children had died on the show just in the trials with the HPV shot. The human papilloma, Gardasil.
Right.
And then now the FDA comes out last week and says, yeah, we may put a warning out on this. From your medical research, is it the virus or the adjunct or the thing that triggers the immune system? Why is that shot killing people?
Well, you know, I think all of them are, but this one is more remarkable because you're dealing with young teenage girls. And so it becomes more dramatic. If a 4-year-old or a 5-year-old dies, they can attribute it to something else. you know, asthma, bronchitis, you know. But when a healthy, good-looking teenager who's a cheerleader, who's 13, 14, or 15 years old, and those are the ones who have been dying because they're the ones who are getting the vaccines right now, and, you know, Stalin said it the best. The death of one person is a tragedy. The death of 10,000 is a statistic. And I think we've finally taken use, knowing what to do. You know, I don't know. You know, I don't know the answer. Except Dr. Mendelsohn, back in the 70s, just made the blanket statement after he was the national medical director of Head Start, which means he was the top pediatrician in the country when it came to the government program. He made the statement, every single vaccine causes neurological damage. And that was even before we knew about the mercury, before we knew about the aluminum. He just had this global vision of being involved and seeing what was happening. And I think that everyone's got a piece of the puzzle, Alex. And so to say it's only the mercury, only the squalene, or the aluminum, or the aborted fetal tissue, you know, or the neomycin, or streptomycin, which are all...
So it's not just the adjuvants, it's the cocktail. I had Dr. Russell Blaylock on last week, a prestigious brain surgeon. Right. He said that brains are looking different for people's ages, people don't have memory, that people are brain damaged. And I want to talk to you as a medical doctor when we come back about that. And he said it's vaccines, it's the pesticides, it's the heavy metals in the foods. It's a cocktail. But what is different today than 30, 40 years ago? Dr. Mayer Eisenstein, prestigious doctor, huge practice. We'll talk about how the Amish don't get autism.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 28, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $954.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $981.95, $490.98 for a half ounce, and $245.49 for a quarter ounce. That's $981.95, $490.98, and $245.49.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
I sleep good at night, ladies and gentlemen, because I know from not just White House science czar's own government policy book, EcoScience, from the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment, 89-96, from the State Department Memorandum 200, the Royal Commission on Population, 49, from the minutes and documents of the Carnegie and Ford Foundation that are public from even 80 years ago. It's just amazing stuff that it is eugenics, that it's cold-blooded, they see us as animals, and they're carrying this out. And I know these vaccines are killing people, but as Dr. Eisenstein just said, the little-known secret is that these vaccines don't work. Even if you believe they work, they never get the mutation right. Doc, you want to explain that to people?
Well, it's not only the swine flu, because in 1976 we have the best experiment on vaccines ever. That was when President Gerald Ford, felt that we were going to have a swine flu epidemic, and ordered the inoculation of every single American. Well, they got through about 15 or 20%, and this ran for about 5 or 6 weeks. And all of a sudden they realized there were people dying from the vaccine, but no one was dying from the swine flu. And so what they did is they immediately ended the program. They claimed only 40 or 50 people died. But Alex, I can guarantee you, without knowing the actual data, if 40 or 50 people died, they wouldn't have stopped the program. My feeling is hundreds died. And they claim there are 5,000 people who got a neurological disorder from the vaccine called Guillain-Barré, where you have temporary paralysis, but many times complete paralysis, which never recovers. They claim 5,000. I believe it's got to be at least 50,000, because I know almost every doctor who knew one or two patients who had Guillain-Barré from the vaccine. It's not possible. 5,000 is a very, very small number. You know, and they wouldn't have cut it out because of that. And there was a warning just now in England from the head of neurological services that they believe that this vaccine will also cause neurological damage. Hello? We've known this for 30
years.
Well,
yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir. And the doctor, being honest, was citing internal CDC reports, so they know.
Right, exactly. And so we already know in 76 that this flu vaccine doesn't work. But it's more than just the flu vaccine. When you take a look, and no one's better than Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. I mean, she is just the best researcher I've ever in my life met. I mean, she gets every, because she's so gentle looking, Alex, that everyone is willing to give her the data thinking that she's not as radical as she is. You know, and you take a look at her books, and you take a look at her writing, and you take a look at the data, and what does the data show? There isn't one disease that a vaccine has really caused to be eliminated. And you start with diseases we don't have vaccines. Tuberculosis. Why doesn't it exist today? A Rocky Mountain speed is a fever, yellow fever, plague, cholera. We don't have vaccines for these. You know, all these diseases were very rampant 100 years ago, don't exist anymore. And then when you look at the charts, like polio, diphtheria, tetanus, whooping cough, and you take a look, the disappearance of these diseases was almost, it just kept going from 80 years ago, there was a lot of these diseases, and now less and less. Then the vaccine comes in. The vaccine should change the curve, that it should drop right down. It doesn't. It continues at the same curve. So you take the tuberculosis curve, no vaccine. Overlay.
Well, doctor, let me stop you because I'm aware of the Australian, U.S., British, Canadian data. The graphs can all be superimposed. In fact, I should even dig one up online and post it. Because of indoor plumbing, because of sanitation, because of better nutrition, you see starting 100 years ago a massive plunge in all these diseases. Then vaccines worldwide become popular and the diseases actually across the board start going back up, proving that these are hurting people's immune systems, causing problems. I'm not stealing your thunder.
No, you're not.
It's just you're moving quickly. It is conclusive, and that's why the eugenicists want to shoot you up, the evidence shows, is because they believe they're naturally coming in to reapply diseases that hand washing and better nutrition and running water have gotten rid of. Go ahead, sir.
But, you know, let me see. You are 100% right. But here's what's happened. There's not a lot of treatment for many of these diseases that we mentioned. And so they have to come up with a real scheme, and that is, how do we create chronic illness, arthritis, cancer, heart disease, where people will live for a substantial amount of time and will have to take drugs for the rest of their life. You know, and that's what we've done. We've replaced infectious disease with chronic illness, and I'm convinced the vaccines are the number one cause of our chronic illness.
And by the way, you said that in books years ago and on the show. Now we have mainstream news reporting in laboratory tests that it's giving the rats they give the vaccines to chronic, hardcore arthritis. We'll be right back and talk about that with Dr. Eisenstein.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be, all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right. Clean water,
right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
We just haven't had the world premiere today of the new trailer for Fall of the Republic. Burmos is making a film called Invisible Empire. And it's amazing research. He's been working on this thing for years. It's coming out early next year. They're going to have the world premiere of that. It's not even on YouTube yet. Coming up next hour here on air at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're a member, you'll be able to see the video here for the first time, if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member. But if you're not, you'll be able to hear, obviously, the audio from it. And then coming up later this evening, you're going to have an article Burmos wrote and the trailer at the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. It will be up in the next 2 hours or so. But world premiere coming up at the bottom of the next hour. So exactly 1 hour from now, or 59 minutes if you want to get technical. We'll play that here. Got a bunch of other news I want to go over. We're going to I know we have Donna and Bill and Gene and Pat, and I don't want to hang up on these callers, but you were here before we got Dr. Eisenstein on. You can either change your question to him about the flu or the New World Order or eugenics, or call back another day. I'm going to give the number out, 1-800-259-9231. Now, doctor, you're a humble guy. You're one of the leading experts on this because the government likes to cover up their own studies, their own tests. Big Pharma does, or take the aspartame trials. It killed almost all the rhesus monkeys that they gave it to. But then they use that data by removing the dead monkeys to say, get it approved. You know, they play all sorts of games. You're a leading expert because you have one of the biggest practices in the country. I mean, you're quite the productive person. Not just, do you have a medical examiner's license, or are you a lawyer or multiple medical degrees? You've got a huge, huge practice of homeschoolers, regular folks, and then you also watch the Amish and know them. Tell folks, finish your point about how the vaccines don't work, and then let's get into just the evidence right there that you see public schools where some schools, a third of the school, have got neurological disorders supposedly, or their brains have been rotted by the vaccines and other chemicals. Then meanwhile, the Amish, you don't ever see that. You don't see autism.
That's exactly right. You know, I mean, that was, I didn't even really know that one way or the other until Dan Olmsted, who was at the time a senior medical writer for United Press International, he came to Chicago because he heard about our practice. Now, I want to know, Alex, it's not only me. Dr. Rosie, Dr. Schantauer, Dr. Zumhagen, and 20 other doctors have worked with me over the last 30-plus years. And we've always had a practice that gave vaccine choice to families. And you say, you asked earlier, what's the difference from 35 years ago? Well, 35 years ago, they didn't give 58 vaccines to children the first couple of years of life. We gave 10 or 12. Still most probably problematic. But the problem wasn't a fraction was today. So Dan Olmsted comes to Chicago. He spends time with our practice and talks to all the doctors, and he said, you know, where is the autism? Show me the autism. I said, you know, I want to know, Alex. I barely knew what autism was. I'd read about it in the textbooks, but that was about it. Never saw a case, you know. And we have been delivering babies at home, and that's mainly what we've done, and we still continue to do it. And we're close to 20,000 babies alone that we deliver at home. But here's the shift in our practice. In the last 10 or 15 years, as I've become more and more vocal about vaccines, our vaccine rates have gone from 10% to practice to 9% to 5%, where now it's almost non-existent. The only reason we don't become a vaccine-free practice is because my partners have been with me for more than 25 years who've never vaccinated their children, said to me, Mayor, if we give such a hard line, we're going to lose thousands of people when they come, realize that they don't have to vaccinate their children. And all of a sudden it became obvious that it's more than just autism. We have virtually no asthma, virtually no diabetes, virtually no allergies. You know, all these chronic conditions that children today suffer from. And those people will say, oh, there's no real increase in autism. We're just counting different. Well, how do you count all? You said it so well. The neurological problems in school. The fast.
Look, I'm going to stop you right there.
Yeah.
I don't need to be a rocket scientist to know that when I went to see movies like Dumbo when I was a kid, or I went to take my sister, who's 14 years younger than me, you know, when I was in high school and college, I'd take her. My parents would say, will you come over and babysit next week and take her to a movie? You never saw autistic children. I'm right on the green belt. I'm at the mall. I take my kids every few months to a movie. It's like two or three rows right are in there autistic. I mean, they are the schools, and people say, oh, well, that's just false diagnosis. Let me tell you, it's not false diagnosis when you're on the green belt and there's autistic kids running around screaming everywhere, completely out of their minds. I mean, they're under chemical attack. And we've seen autism rates go from, what, 1 in 25,000 20-something years ago to 1 in 86 now? The Fed's own numbers? I mean, boy.
And that's the most severe case. All this has to be looked at as the same thing, what Dr. Melson said 30 years ago. What's the difference between ADD, ADHD, and autism? Just the spectrum. You know, how severely your brain has been damaged, like Dr. Blaylock said, you know. And that's the only difference. And we saw virtually none of this. But even more impressive may have been when Blue Cross called me. This is about 2-3 years ago. And they said to me, because we also have a small HMO group that we're part of Blue Cross. And they said the asthma rate in their network was 12%. We had one child out of 1,000 with asthma, you know. And they have a great definition. 2 emergency room visits in 1 year for any respiratory illness or 1 hospitalization. So you can't say one person's doing one thing, one person's doing another thing. And they wanted to know, Alice, you're going to have to hear this. This is very fascinating. So I go to the meeting there at Blue Cross, and they said to me, Doc, why do you have such low rates? I said, well, we're the best doctors in the world. Just come on, tell us the truth. So I said, why don't you tell me what you think? Because they have all the records there from all the HMO patients. None of these children are vaccinated. How incredible. That was frightening. That's when I realized that Alex Jones not only is right, not only has had an impact in the country, you know, but this is not conspiracy theory. This is overt now.
Well, that's what's crazy about this. Why would these corporate minions who aren't part of that upper crust of eugenicists, why would anybody want to do this? I mean, I've been on vacation, I've been at the mall, I've been at the grocery store, and you'll see an autistic child, you know, 10 years old in diapers, and I'm not obnoxious about it. I want to know, and I walk over and I say, when did your child become autistic? And they always say,
after a vaccine.
18 months old, third round of shots, he was running around talking, singing, now he does this, and the child's, and I mean, it's, and then I read about how when your kid has the convulsion that night, they then send the police to arrest you because they do a CAT scan and see the brain swelling and say you shook your kid's head when right. You're a medical doctor and have countless others on. Clearly, they know the mercury and the squalene is causing an autoimmune response and making the brain swell. So then they don't just brain damage your kid with a chemical lobotomy. Now they're going to arrest you for it, too.
Well, you know, let me tell you, Alex, do you think everyone in Germany were Nazis? Every one of the people, every one of the Germans? But, you know, there's a point that the more so-called, quote, intellectual a society becomes, and I put that word in quotes, not smart, you know, they all of a sudden defer to the experts, and they stop thinking, and the brain goes soft. And all of a sudden, you can't imagine that all these experts are wrong. You know, and it doesn't take very many. And that's what you said. They're a paper tiger. They're a blessed paper tiger. And I think what's happening now, just like at the town hall meetings, Alex Jones hired and spent money to hire all these people to go to the town hall meetings. I don't think so. You didn't hire the 80-year-old woman who was in a wheelchair who's screaming how ridiculous this is, and they're calling her a hoodlum, you know. It's all the same, you know, but it's not working anymore. And that's the problem. All of a sudden, it's not working. They no longer can just say it, and that's true. Well, that's Chicago politics at its best. Just say it enough, say the lie enough times, and people will believe it. I mean, I think that it's just so out of control. And I wanted to know that autism, of all the things in my 30-plus years in medicine, I've never seen anything as devastating to a family. Cancer, nothing compared to it. Heart disease, nothing. Those children are alive. They just have a shortened life. Autism, parents have no life. No life. And these are the most brave parents in the world who take care of these children. You know something? I was at a conference in California last week, an autism conference, and I realized something I hadn't realized before. I'd never met both a husband and a wife together because one of them was always at home taking care of their child. How sad is that, you know, that you can't administer, hand over the care to somebody else. That's how difficult it is.
Well, the child is in a prison, and the parents are in a prison, and it doesn't have to be this way. But then on top of it, but going back to the Amish, I mean, you're right. This has been even picked up in national news that you don't have these autistic children with the Amish. You don't have these high rates of cancer. You don't have these rates of the asthma. From your medical research and the other research you've gone over, what is it doing? I mean, from the other doctors we've had on, and endocrinologists and epidemiologists and brain surgeons, neurologists, they basically say that what's in the vaccines causes all sorts of inflammation and damage and burnout of the pancreas, burnout of different glands, all sorts of just total disruption in the body. I mean, is that... I know that's an oversimplification.
It's not an oversimplification. I go back to, I'm kind of an old-time general practitioner. That's what I'm like, you know. And I'm pretty good, as my wife says, that when I hear the truth, I seem to know it. And when Dr. Mendelsohn said it over 30 years ago, every vaccine causes neurological damage. And then you've got the brilliant people like Dr. Blaylock and Dr. Boyd Haley, who now give you the reason why it's causing it. We see it. Every Alex Jones, and there aren't very many of you, who goes in the mall sees it. All they're doing is giving you why it's happened. You know, I have made the statement, Alex, now for more than 3 years. There is no autism in our prayer. I use the word virtually because I don't know every single family. I mean, some may have left, may have moved to California. I have yet to get one letter. And boy, do I get a lot of hate emails at times. You know, when I talked about Obamacare is not for this doctor, my God, I got people sending me back emails. You better apologize. He's our president. I say, he's not my president. I didn't vote for him.
Oh, yeah, they love it. They love to now say you can't even criticize him.
Right.
Well, I mean, the issue is I've read over the three different bills, and everything people say is in there and more, and we've shown the subsections, and they use this big lie. Like they say, we haven't introduced any anti-gun bills. They've introduced all these horrible ones. We've listed them. They say, oh, that's not in there. And then, you know, all this government control, all this rationing of care, that's the European model. We know, but also forcing more vaccines, more drugs, we know that that's all in there. But I also watch CNN and these other channels. They keep showing, I just am broke and I don't have money for my illness and
right.
I need the free health care. They don't explain that it's only going to bankrupt things more and that government isn't going to give you that health care. They're going to take money out of your paycheck and then give you an aspirin for a heart attack. I mean, but again, they're selling, feel sorry for me. You know, be nice Americans. Give in to big government again. And people are wise now. They don't. When somebody beats them over the head and says, you're a racist if you don't do what we say, you don't care about sick people if you don't do what we say, people see right through that.
This is the most gracious country in the world. God bless America. My father came from Poland. He lived in Russia. He was a rabbi. He was a good businessman. Came to America. My dad spoke 9 languages. And he said, he's traveled the whole world. When he came to America, and I was a year old when he came to America, it was after the war, and every morning he got up and said, God bless America. There is no country more gracious that will take care of people. Everyone's taken care of in this country. Mr. President, you don't know what the blessed heck you're talking about. If you, God forbid, you know, have an injury, you go to any emergency room and they take care of you. If that bill isn't passed on to someone else, the doctor in the hospital take care of you. They don't get paid.
Exactly. My dad's a physician. And he says they were taught in medical school, they were taught that's what you do, that about 20-30% of your practice is supposed to be free.
Exactly.
And then now, under this Obamacare, it actually takes that liability off the hospitals, off the doctors, and off the insurance companies, and then you get government care. The government says they can't even read the 1,300-page bill, but they're going to now practice medicine. And then Obama gives these speeches where he says what tests you need, and he's now Dr. Obama?
Yeah, I know. Let me tell you something. There are a couple of doctors in Congress and in the Senate, and every one of them is against this. either Republican or Democrat. I find that very fascinating, you know. I think you're right, Alex. I think they're seeing through it. And so your message is coming through. And really, God bless you. What you've been doing, you know, it's been just incredible because, you know, who would have thought that 2 or 3 years ago, you know, it's just absolutely amazing. But I can tell you, going back to the vaccine issues, what can we do? Because we don't have to bury our head in the sand right now. There are some very simple, simple treatments. Just washing the hands is nonsense. You know, what are you supposed to tell? You know, when don't kiss anyone, don't shake your hand, wash your hand. This is nonsense. Because, you know, it's clearly good hygiene before you sit down to eat to wash your hands. I mean, that's, but this business, what they're talking about is image without substance. And I can tell you that there's enough evidence that vitamin D has made a difference. We looked at the 1918 Spanish flu, and the most interesting thing were the sailors. We were at war, remember, 1918. The sailors on the ship had the lowest mortality from the Spanish flu. The soldiers in the barracks and in the foxholes had the highest mortality.
So we need sunshine.
Say again?
We need to get more sun.
More sun. And if not, you get a little bit of vitamin D. I mean, it's inexpensive. It's cheap. You know, no one can make a big living selling it. You know, you want your vitamin D. You want to get your vitamin D levels.
And, of course, that's the old wives' tale, is you need to get more sun or you're going to get sick. You need to get outside.
Right. My grandmother used to tell me, Alex, when I'd be sitting, it was nice. I'd say, Mayor, what are you doing in the house? It's beautiful. Get outside. You know, get a little bit of sun. I want to know how powerful this message is. You know, this has been 35 years of deception by the American Academy of Dermatology saying that sun will give you skin cancer. Well, if that's true, how can we have more skin cancer now than ever and no one's in the sun? Well, I'll tell you why. Just what you said. Sunscreen. They've got chemicals and poisons in it just as bad as the vaccines. No one should be taking sunscreen. You know, it's unbelievable.
It's almost pure aluminum. Yeah. I mean, it's incredible. We're meant to get sun. It's what our whole body drives on. All the studies in Northern Europe with the highest rates of suicide. By law, they stick sun lamps in. Suicide rate plunges because our eyes are meant to get sun. We are meant to get sun. And yes, we're meant for our skin to get spots on it and get old. We're meant, I mean, this is what we're designed. We live on a planet. Northern Europeans have white skin, so they get more because you have less sun in the north. You want the sun. You need the sun. It's good.
That's exactly right, you know. And I'm giving a paper in December. I'm presenting a paper at the American Academy of Anti-Aging, and the topic is low vitamin D levels, the root cause of cancer. There's enough evidence that that's most probably true. No longer conspiracy theory. Already people are believing it.
Well, imagine the conspiracy theory. It's like when I see ads for grass-fed beef. It's like bizarre to feed cows grass instead of dead cows.
Yeah.
And it's bizarre to go, oh, we're supposed to get sun. Or, wow, global warming's good. It's caused by the sun. The sun, imagine it. It's the source of life. Doctor, stay there. Incredible info. Let's take calls straight ahead.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the new world order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Well, I'm really honored to have Dr. Eisenstein with us. He'll be with us a little bit into the next hour. We've got the world premiere of Barmas's new film, the trailer of that as well. I meant to have our first trailer out weeks ago, and I got behind. And so we're just releasing these both at the same time. So that's always exciting and interesting. It's not anywhere yet. It'll air here first at PrisonPlanet.tv as we simulcast on the radio. Dr. Eisenstein, there's so many other points. What do you see happening then? Because I agree with you, and this is all a fluid situation, that so much came out on Gardasil killing people. So much has come out on autism that they're now trying this big flu hysteria as a cover for federal and UN control under level six. And that's congressmen are saying this now, too.
Exactly. I think you're right on point. I mean, you're right on point. It's not even theory anymore. It's reality.
So really, they're playing the game from 20 years ago, but you and I and many others have woken folks up, the great listeners out there have. And so now I saw them go from saying they had 195 million doses to 40 million dosages. And I'm not saying we've had victory because they may keep going, but it does look like we're seeing them start to pull back.
I think there's no question about it, you know. And so they're applying as much scare tactic as possible. 90,000 will die. And it's possible. It's possible 90,000 will die. I don't think it's out of the question. You know, the answer isn't going to be the you know, it's just like Gardasil. Let's go back there for a minute. This is a serious problem. What the problem is that there's no question about it that promiscuity among young children, among teenagers, is the cause of sexually transmitted disease. Until we say that out loud, it's not going to stop. And all we do is give it different names. Before, it used to be called syphilis and gonorrhea. Then it changed to herpes. Then it became AIDS. And now they're talking about so all they're doing is giving fancy names because we're so politically correct. We're not allowed to say if you have sexual relations, you know, outside of marriage, or, and I'm not trying to be this, you know, religious type person.
No, the point is, it's dangerous behavior. You're going to get burned. This is serious, serious business. And so they give you a vaccine, which they admit on the insert doesn't even protect you from the human papillomavirus, all the hundreds of strains, and then it kills a bunch of people.
And let me tell you something. My senior partner, Dr. Rosie, who's been with me for more than 25 years, calls all these, the Gardasil, the hepatitis B vaccine, the safe sex vaccine. What is the message we're giving? We've got such great vaccines. You can go and have sex with everyone after you get this vaccine. I mean, that's the message, you know. I mean, what a message. And all of a sudden people say, wait a minute, that's not a very good message. And it's no different here than the flu vaccine and the whole vaccine program. You know, I think people are wising up, and that's what we're seeing. You know what it is? It's not as much wising up. They're having the courage to say, you know, Alex may be right. He may not be that crazy lunatic who's talking about that we need our guns and we need our rights. Maybe there is a constitution still, you know. This is America, and my dad right now is not rolling over in his grave. He is saying, you know, the people will wake up and they will vote this administration out. Will that end it? No, but you know what? Live another day, you know, and
the point is we're in the fight. We're not rolling over to tyranny. I want to come back and take some phone calls, but I want to encourage all the viewers and listeners, don't vaccinate before you educate. Mayor Eisenstein, MD, JD, MPH. This is the book, Balanced, Real Medical Facts, Real History, 33, 34, 35 years of research. This is the book that is not full of scare tactics, not full of baloney, not conspiracy theories. It's available at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com in the secure online video bookstore shopping cart, or you can simply go to the toll-free number, 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 to get. Don't vaccinate before you educate. You could save somebody's life. If you got neighbors that have kids, give it to them. Be obnoxious. That's what it's all about, saving people. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, for the next hour, by the way, we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcasting the last 2 hours of the four-hour show today. We are joined by John Perkins, best-selling, New York Times number one best-selling, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. He's got his part two vaunted hoodwinked about to come out in the next few months, already on pre-sale, I'm told, guaranteed to be another best-seller, probably number one again. And by the way, he is in my upcoming film, Fall of the Republic. So we're going to be, and that's a film all about the economy and what these big corporate interests are doing. It's bipartisan, looking at how both parties are controlled by the same interest. So we're honored to have him with us for the next hour. Coming up in 30 minutes, we're going to open the phone specifically on Confessions of an Economic Hitman. Most people know who John is, but it's always best maybe to have him just briefly recap what he did, and then why he woke up and changed direction. Mr. Perkins, great to have you here with us.
Great to be with you, Alex. Thanks for having me on. Incidentally, I really enjoyed talking with your film crew. You've got a great group of people.
They are good guys. Yeah, I think I sent Aaron Dykes and Rob Dew out to see you out in Florida.
Yeah, they're fantastic. They're really good interviewers. You're gonna have a heck of a film.
Oh, it looks great, too. Great shot out your back window of the bay there. Just a wonderful... But plus, you're a great interview to do. You're even better in person than over the radio, which is hard to believe. You're a smooth operator, John Perkins. It's almost like you're an economic hitman.
Well, we're really good at patting each other's backs, aren't we, Alex?
No, but it did go well. It did go well.
Yeah.
And that is exciting. Nutshell, tell folks about yourself and get into hoodwinked.
Well, I was an economic hitman, and you know, I think it's fair to say that we economic hitmen have created the world's first truly global empire. And we've done it primarily without the military. First time in history that's happened. And we work many ways, but the most common is that we identify a third world country that has resources our corporations covet. Then we basically convince, bribe, coerce the leaders of those countries into accepting loans to build big infrastructure projects. But the money doesn't go to those countries. Instead, it goes to our own companies that build those projects, like hydro dams and highways and airports, things that help a few very rich people in those countries, but don't help the majority of the people who don't have enough money to buy electricity or drive cars on the highways or work in the industrial parks or benefit from them. But the country's left holding a huge debt that it can't repay. So at some point we go back and say, you know, you owe us all this money. You can't repay it, so give us a pound of flesh. Sell your oil real cheap to our oil companies. Or vote with us on the next critical United Nations vote. Send troops in support of ours to someplace like Iraq. And when we fail, I talk in my books about how I failed with Jaime Roldos, president of Ecuador, and Omar Torrijos of Panama. When we fail, the jackals go in. And these are CIA-sponsored people who overthrow governments or assassinate their leaders. Both Roldos and Torrijos were assassinated because I failed. And in this way, we've really created the world's first truly global empire. Now, what's interesting, and what I talk a lot about in Hoodwinked, is that we were so successful at doing this in the third world that now it's come back, and the economic hitmen have come home to roost. These same techniques are being implemented here in the United States, as well as throughout the rest of the world. And it's one of the reasons that we're having this tremendous recession that we're undergoing today, this huge economic tsunami that's hit us. It's really a consequence of these policies that we've been implementing for the last several decades.
We're going to go to break. When we come back, long segment coming up. Let's get into Hoodwinked, which is in many ways a different book than Confessions of Economic Hitman. I was in an airport in L.A. and saw, you know, this bookstore full of people with two people grabbing and buying the books up. I was watching the stack of Economic Hitman go down just in 20 seconds while I was looking at a magazine. So really exciting that your book has had such success, because when I can physically see people, you know, buying it off the shelf in front of me in seconds, it just must be amazing. When we come back, we'll talk about Hoodwinked, probably going to be even bigger, with John Perkins and his take on the Blackwater revelations, how that ties into CIA hit teams, the Jackals, and a lot more.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients, full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to ENERFOOD.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should.
He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. We are here live, simulcasting the last 2 hours today in living color at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're fighting the creation of a prison planet. Multiple-time best-selling author of Confessions of an Economic Hitman and now The Secret History of the American Empire. Forgot this little bestseller. The new one's coming out very, very soon, and that is Hoodwinked. John Perkins, tell us specifically, then we'll get into all these other issues, about Hoodwinked, when it's coming out, what it covers.
It comes out November 10th, Random House, and it, you know, what really generated it was the current recession. And my sense that all of the stuff that we're talking about, AIG, Wall Street, the banks, the auto industry, you know, trying to deal with all of that is triage. It's putting Band-Aids on wounds. And we need the Band-Aids to a certain degree because there's a lot of hemorrhaging going on. We've got to stop. But what we really need to look at is the root cause beneath the system, beneath the surface. And that is systemic. And it's something that nobody's really looking at very hard. To me, this is a mutant form of capitalism that's been going on for about the last 30 years. And that's the real problem. We must change that. Sure, we need Band-Aid, but we need to go much, much deeper than that. Capitalism's been around for about 400 years. It's taken many, many different forms. And in the last 30 years, really, since the time of Reagan, and this has happened under both Democrats and Republicans, but it really started with Reagan. It's taken this trend toward this very mutant viral form of capitalism, which is extremely greedy and extremely self-destructive, ultimately. It's really the form of capitalism that came out of Milton Friedman, the economist from the University of Chicago, and Reagan bought into it big time, and every president since has bought into it.
Well, wasn't the coup de grace in 99 with the Glass-Steagall Act that Bill Clinton got rid of?
That was a big one. There's no question about it. But that's just sort of like the frosting on the cake. There was so much going on. Yeah, acts that you know. When I went to business school in the late '60s, Alex, God, I hate to think it was so long ago. But when I went to business school in the late '60s, you know, all my professors said there can never be another depression like the one in the '30s because we've enacted all these rules to prevent it. Well, that was true. But then we changed all that, and Glass-Steagall under Clinton was a huge part of it. But there were a whole slew of them that changed, and a whole lot of attitude toward money and usury rates. Under George Bush, we had huge increases in interest rates that people had to pay. Credit cards went up to 35%. This would have been
Now they allow over 30%. That's supposed credit card reform. I mean, that's above loan sharking.
Yeah, well, yeah, and that's way beyond the laws never would have permitted this before. After the recession, we implemented usury laws that didn't permit that, but then those all changed. There's actually some people are paying 800% on their debt. These are the people that have what we call the payday loans. You know, I mean, you can go in before you actually get your paycheck and get a loan on the expected paycheck, and those are huge interest rates, and they're legal.
Amazing. Well, the book is coming out on November 11th, correct, John?
November 10th.
Okay, so November 10th.
Close enough.
And we've got you scheduled for the 11th then. Good.
Oh, good.
Fantastic. They just handed me a note saying he is scheduled for November 11th when it comes out. So my producer was wrong by one day. So it's coming out November 10th. Now I agree with a lot of what you have to say. Later in the interview, I want to get into, you know, maybe somewhat of a debate about economic systems and choices. But I think what we agree on is this crony capitalist system, this mutant form of capitalism. I just call it piracy. I mean, if they can just create trillions in made-up derivatives and then have the central governments bail them out when they're using the money to then go loan it at loan-sharking rates to third-world countries, third-world people, the American people, I mean, that's sick. We give them the government-backed loans. They then leverage it, fractional reserve it, and then we pay interest to the banks on our money they loan back to us. I mean, is that a good way of boiling it down?
That certainly is, and it is piracy. There's no question about it. And we must turn it around, Alex. And that's really a large part of hoodwinked is how, what we can do, what you and I and all your listeners can do. We can take control of this. One of the things that we have to understand is that big corporations, the banks and the other corporations that are behind this, are very beholden to us. They only exist because we give them business. We buy their goods and services, or we allow our tax dollars and our government to go into that. There are many ways to resist, and I think it's terribly important that we do that now. We must turn this thing around. You know, what we have to realize in all of this is that this economic crisis is basically telling us that we have a failed system, totally failed, on a global basis. Less than 5% of the world's population live in the United States, and we consume more than 25% of the world's resources. That's a failure. It's not a model that you can give to China or India or Latin America or Africa. You'd need another 5 or 6 planets with all our resources and no people to be able to use this as a model for other people. So what we're seeing is a totally failed system. And we must understand that for our sake, for our children's sake, and our grandchildren's sake, we have to turn this around. We have to come up with a very, very different system.
John Perkins, I want to get into that area because I agree with you on so much, but I also disagree with you in some areas because we know we do have a wasteful form of life, lifestyle. We know we're 4% of the world's population in the U.S., and we use roughly half the world's resources. And we know there's a lot of toxic waste associated with that and a lot of problems. But the way I see government addressing that and the big mega corporations addressing it is by honchoing and steering the environmental movement to simply set up new taxes and control to further vertically integrate the consolidation of power in this new phase of robber baron colonialism, because they fundamentally know that there is a certain truth to what's happening to the environment on many levels. And so they wrap the truth around their overall lie of this new bank of the world, global government, paying carbon taxes to the new bank of the world. I mean, really, it's going from the robber barons going in and economic hitmanning third world countries under their control to now just setting up a planetary regime under the environment, because they know at a base level that makes sense in people's ingrained humanity to be good stewards of the land.
Well, absolutely. And the way that they distort the truth and, you know, move groups. So today we've got these huge grassroots movements basically supported by the insurance industry and the pharmaceutical industry opposing any kind of real insurance for people that don't have insurance. We've got the corporations out there trying to make it look as though the people are behind so much of what just benefits the corporation. And, I think one amazing instance of this is what's just happened in Honduras, where a democratically elected president was overthrown by a military regime that was under the control of the CIA and big American corporate interests, the big agribusinesses, Dole and Chiquita, Kraft, Cargill, as well as the textile industry. And yet here in the United States, we're being told that this is a president who was trying to usurp the democratic process in Honduras, which is not true at all. He asked for a referendum of the people to see if they wanted to see presidential terms extended from just one term so the president could go for 2 terms. It was a non-binding referendum that he was asking for. That was used as an excuse to go in and overthrow a president.
And just to be clear, Obama came out day one a month ago and said, we're not involved, this is terrible, but now even mainstream media has come out and clearly shown private corporations, mercenaries, CIA front groups, jackals, hyenas that you call them, were clearly involved and did this and even dropped the president off at a Costa Rican U.S. military base. So I asked you during the break, I said, from what you've seen in the news, is that accurate? And you said, yes. Please elaborate on the difference between an economic hitman versus jackals and hyenas and what really happened a month ago in Honduras.
Well, the economic hitman went into Honduras originally, tried to convince Zelaya, the president of Honduras, to change his ways, because what he was saying is that Honduras is going to increase its minimum wage by 60%. And that has a huge impact on Joe Dole and Chiquita and those who hire laborers out in the field to pick their, you know, all their goods, bananas.
And so they're going to go from, what, 50 cents an hour to $1.10 or something?
Exactly. I mean, it seems very minimal to us. And also that there's a lot of sweatshops from our textile companies, you know, like Nike and other companies like that in there. But it's much bigger than that, Alex, because something similar happened with Aristide and Haiti. And both Haiti and Honduras are looked at as the bottom rung on the ladder of wages in Latin America. So no country will go below those countries. So if, in fact, Honduras or Haiti increases their minimum wage, then Ecuador and Nicaragua and El Salvador and every other country in the southern hemisphere has to increase its wages to stay above those, because no one wants to go below those countries. So it wasn't just about Honduras any more than it was just about Haiti. It was about drawing a line in the sand and saying, we are not going to permit this to happen. And I think we have to understand that there's a revolution going on in Latin America. 10 countries representing more than 80% of the population of South America have voted in the last few years progressive presidents who are saying no more exploitation by these foreign corporations. 10 countries. And every one of these countries, Alex, during most of my lifetime was run by brutal dictators who were under the control of the CIA and big corporations. That's all changed very, very recently. And so the line in the sand now has been drawn in Honduras. This is a fairly easy country to do it, but this is trying to establish a whole new precedent saying, look, we're stopping this revolution right here. And in stopping it, we're also going to undermine these other 10 countries that have already voted in these presidents. And most of the American people don't have any idea that this is going on, and our media has been very lax at informing us, other than you and a few others.
Well, we're trying to get all points of view and all issues in here. And clearly the CIA was involved in this because they want to keep those people down. It's like that movie Ants. If you let one ant stand up, they might all stand up. And those little ants outnumber us 100-1.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreen Clean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreen Clean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreen Clean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's BioGreenClean. BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreenClean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception.
the people strike back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 24th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $956.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $983.89, $491.95 for a half ounce, or $245.97 for a quarter ounce. That's $983.89, $491.95, or $245.97.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Under Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Under Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Under Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Under Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com. That's GrafUnderSafes safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
The new book, Hoodwinked, coming out November 10th. John Perkins, our guest. Your phone calls specifically for John Perkins on a wide range of issues. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Coming up in the balance of the next half hour. John, you specifically all over Latin America, all over Asia, you were kind of the velvet glove, I would describe it from reading your book and also reading other government documents about similar programs, going in trying to, you know, give them the carrot instead of the stick. But when the stick goes in, what happens? And then asking that question, I want to preface it with, obviously, you know, about Blackwater running hit teams, but the media has spun this saying, oh, just killing Al-Qaeda. And that's whoever they say Al-Qaeda is. Now it turns out it's business people, political enemies, business enemies of the White House, actual private merc teams. We know Delta Force and other groups out of the Pentagon have engaged in murder, but is this new to have private contractors doing it, or are we now just learning about it because of the internet age?
It's not new at all. It's been going on for a long time. Back in the 70s when I was an economic hitman, we used private contractors. That's the way it's done. You know, the old times of the 007, the government agent licensed to kill, are long, long gone. It's all done with private contractors. It's coming out because Blackwater's coming out because, yeah, and as you said, the internet age is bringing it out. Plus, I think what we're beginning to understand is that terrorism is an insane word. This war on terror is ridiculous. There's no terrorism out there. There are people who practice terrorism, but from many different walks of life. So the FARC members in Colombia have nothing in common with the Somali pirate or Al Qaeda, and yet they're all lumped under this one ism.
Isn't the war on terror, John, just a global letter of mark by Western governments to kill, steal, destroy, torture, murder, whoever you want, and anybody that resists you is called a terrorist?
That's a great way to put it. Yes, the letter of mark. That's a great way to put it, Alex. Yeah, you know, there was communism, and that truly existed. There's Catholicism. There's all kinds of isms, but terrorism really isn't an ism. There's Al-Qaeda-ism, there's FARC-ism, but they're totally separate. And, yeah, this is just a way of making it sound as though we've got some huge enemy out there. What we really got out there is a bunch of starving people unhappy people who latch on to fanatical leaders like Osama bin Laden because they don't know what else to do. And they do it under FARC in Colombia. I know a lot of the members of FARC, and I shouldn't say a lot. I know some members of FARC. These are farmers who were driven off their lands by big hydroelectric projects or oil fields that destroyed their farming land. They have no way to feed their families. They don't know where to go. So when an organization comes along like FARC that offers to provide them with money for their families and food, they join it. I suspect the same is true with Al-Qaeda and with the Taliban to a certain degree.
Well, John, what about this? I've actually found in my research a lot of times Western powers and corporations will actually fund the radical group that is bloody and crooked as a way down the road to then successfully demonize the entire indigenous population. So they always push people towards the most radicalized, knowing down the road that will discredit the indigenous resistance.
It discredits the you're right. It does do that, and it also creates a huge economy for big military suppliers. So here we've got this war on terrorism in Colombia. Colombia is the fourth largest recipient of U.S. military aid in the world, largest in Latin America, but it's fourth behind Iraq, Israel, and Egypt. Fancy that, to fight what we're saying are narco-traffickers. It's absurd. We're creating a war there, basically, so we can put military bases there, and we can supply huge amounts of military equipment to this country. So we give them the money under the understanding that they'll buy back equipment from us and allow us to have military bases there. Yeah, you know, this goes back to the opium wars of the British Empire and China and India. It's a very, very old tale, and we're just continuing to do it. And unfortunately, a huge sector of the American population falls for it.
We're going to go to break in a moment. Long segment coming up, and we're going to get more into that. And also one of the new constitutions in Ecuador. But did you see I'll ask the question now, we'll come back and you can answer it. Ridge, fellow cabinet members pushed terror alerts. Now, we know Ari Fleischer back in 2003 admitted they were issuing fake terror alerts at a press conference. And I understand he did it because he knew it was criminal. He never said why, but I was guessing at this. And that he didn't want to get in trouble down the road as if he was involved. Now that's what Ridge is saying, that he's coming clean because he doesn't want to get in trouble. And the news is saying this is clearly criminal to issue fake terror alerts just for political gain. So talk about stage crises. How do these big corporations and governments use stage crises to get the job done?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633. or check it out on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
I am Alex Jones. Glad that you could join us today. I'm looking for my sponsor folder here in front of me. Flailing, I'm flailing around incoherently. We're going to go back to John Perkins here in just a moment. Before I do that, I want to tell you about one of our great new sponsors. And they are offering a deal the likes of which they've never offered before. So I would suggest everyone take advantage of this now. In fact, one of their most popular times of year is during the fall. And that is when the classes generally completely fill up quickly. And especially now because they're offering a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. It's frontsight.com, frontsight.com, frontsight firearms training with Dr. Ignatius Piazza. This is the biggest and most successful private firearms training facility in the country, above law enforcement, military, with no drill instructor or tough guy attitude. Find out about this incredible deal on 5 days of world-class firearms training at frontsight.com and a 30-state concealed weapons permit. That's frontsight.com. Check it out today. Okay, going now back to John Perkins, author of the new upcoming book, Hoodwinked, out November 10th. Again, previously he wrote The Secret History of the American Empire and, of course, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. You heard me throw out that question. As more and more comes out, I mean, Cheney ordering private hit teams and Delta Force hit teams to murder his enemies overseas, corporate enemies overseas. Ridge being ordered to issue fake terror alerts. And Obama is saying no investigation of torture, no investigation of Blackwater, no investigation of any of this. Or he'll do the corporate tactic of saying, I'm looking at it, but then not do it. He's keeping the continual secret arrest, indefinite detention. Can you speak to prosecuting or at least investigating Bush, or can we just, I guess, let him get away with it? I mean, what does this do precedent-wise to let them get away with Blackwater and underage girls and all the rest of it? I mean, is there no end? If we put up with this level of evil, what comes next?
You're exactly right. We mustn't. I mean, we mustn't put up with it. I think we, the people, must really speak out. My own belief, you know, I think Obama's in a very difficult spot. I'm not privy to what's going on with him. I'm not a psychologist. But he has to know that Kennedy was assassinated. Two Kennedys were assassinated. I mean, U.S. presidents get assassinated, too. It isn't just foreign presidents. And once you're in that White House, I think you begin to see things that you never saw before. I suspect Obama is getting tremendous amounts of pressure put on him. It's one of the reasons he's been caving into so many things. You know, his own attorney general, Eric Holder, was a partner at a law firm called Covington and Burling, LLP. This law firm defended Chiquita, the big banana company that's now the big company in Honduras. Chiquita was was accused of hiring assassination squads in Colombia, and their main defender was an attorney named Eric Holder, who's now our attorney general.
Is that United Fruit?
Chiquita.
What was Chiquita formula? Was it Standard Fruit or United Fruit?
Yeah, Chiquita was United Fruit at one time. And
so that's the famous folks then overthrowing on record Guatemala.
In Arbenz of Guatemala, yes, back in the
so 50s. Same story over and okay. Sorry for interrupting. Go ahead.
Same story. Chiquita incidentally was found guilty of hiring assassination squads in Colombia. In fact, it admitted that it had paid organizations listed by the U.S. government as terrorist groups for protection and paid a $25 million fine in 2004. Eric Holder, our current attorney general, was their main defender then, and now he's defending the actions of the coup that overthrew the democratically elected president of Honduras. It's just another instance, Alex, of how ingrained all of this is in all of our governments, whether we have Democrats in there, including the most liberal Democrat we've had, the current one, Obama, or whether we have conservative Republicans like Bush. The real people in control are the big corporations, and they really run the system. We're seeing this over and over and over again. And so you've got guys like Cheney, you've got guys like all the cabinet members you mentioned earlier who now are trying not to be found guilty of being involved in assassination attempts. But the fact of the matter is all these people at the top of government come out of the big corporations. This is a revolving door thing. And so whether it's Democrats or Republicans, you've got mm-hmm. people that are constantly at the top. Well, you know, I call it the corporatocracy because
sure.
whether they're working for the government or whether they're working for private corporation, they're all working for the same thing, which is expanding this empire.
Well, John Perkins, I'm not defending Obama because I saw him built up as this big corporate juggernaut. I saw him getting 4+ times the money that McCain got. I wasn't supporting McCain either. I just was clear he was the anointed one. But I do have to give credit when I do occasionally see it. Panetta did scurry over immediately to Congress within days of getting in and said, look, they just, you know, admitted to me they've got all these hit squads. So at least he did that. But was that him covering his butt? Because then you bring up the attorney general, who's been involved in black ops. I would add Oklahoma City, by the way, very scary person. We got some federal documents on that, him covering things up. So are you just saying, I mean, if it is business as usual, then why would Panetta come out?
Well, you know, I don't have any inside information on Obama's personality or those people around him. But my suspicion is that he's probably a guy with a conscience who would like to do the right thing, and so would many of his people, but you get caught in the system, and once you're in, it's extremely scary, and what are you going to do? How are you going to fight the CIA? How are you going to fight the military? So you try to do whatever you can on whatever front you can, and I've seen this happen time and time again with Latin American presidents who want to do the right things, but realize that if they get thrown out or if they get assassinated, that's not going to do any good, because the next president coming along is just going to be scared, terribly scared, and not going to do anything. So you try to stay in power, and you try to do what you can. In the case of a guy like Obama, he's tried to institute some environmental laws that are decent, and he's tried to do things with health insurance, but he keeps running up against very, very powerful forces of resistance. And so it comes down to us. We have to speak out a lot more. We have to do a lot more. We, the people, we have to stand up to corporations and say, listen, I'm not buying from Dole or Chiquita. You know, and send them emails and tell them, we're never buying another one of your bananas or pineapples because of what you're doing in Honduras. You change your ways or we're going to force you to go out of business. And I'll tell you what, if enough of us do that, they'll have to change their ways. If enough of us stop buying Nike and send them emails and saying, we're not buying from you because you get sweatshops in Indonesia, and instead we buy from sweatshop-free organizations and send them emails and tell them why, eventually Nike's going to have to change its ways. And
so I do agree with you that responsible consumerism is one of the strongest tools we've got. That's why these monopoly men want to create nothing but cartels where we don't even have a choice. But, I mean, just take 10 years ago, you couldn't find organic. Even in Austin or San Francisco, it was hard to get. Now organic's even in small towns because people demanded it and then built a market. Buying local is getting bigger and bigger.
And we've gotten companies to take trans fats out of foods recently, and you know, we got rid of aerosol cans. We're destroying the ozone layer. We've got companies to clean up terribly polluted rivers. We have a lot of power when we use it. I think we need to understand that it's always come from we the people. We didn't get rid of slavery in this country because Abraham Lincoln found himself in the White House. We got rid of slavery because we voted in a president, Lincoln, who was opposed to slavery. Women didn't get the right to vote because Woodrow Wilson was pro-suffrage. He was not. Women got the right to vote because they had been demonstrating for it for a long time. And then when Wilson was president, he constantly was out on the road speaking about how we needed to get involved in World War One, how we needed to defend democracy in Europe. Women met him at every place he went holding up huge placards that said, why should we defend democracy in Europe when half of our population in the United States can't vote? So finally, Woodrow Wilson came around. We didn't get out of Vietnam because Richard Nixon was anti-war. He was pro-war. He had to take us out of Vietnam because he understood that we, the people, were not going to put up with it any longer. Plus, we were losing the war. But I think we need to understand that we, the people, need to take action. And in this particular case, in some respects, it's easier than it's ever been because these things are all controlled by big corporations today. And the marketplace is democratic if we choose to make it such. These corporations only exist because we buy the goods and services or our tax dollars buy the goods and services. Alex, we need to turn that around. We, the people, need to start taking more responsibility. It doesn't do any good to complain about these things and then go out and buy bananas from Dole or tennis shoes from Nike.
Sure. John, I agree with you on that front, and I believe you're coming at this from a good perspective, that you're a good guy, that you have changed your ways. I just think it's also important to realize that just trying to do the right thing isn't enough. We have to make sure we're not part of the fake corporate clone or counterfeit where they try to get control of our grassroots movements and then say use environmental laws to take farms and ranches or restrict people. Take Austin. I've watched them with Smart Growth take farms and ranches, not let people build on it. And then 10 years later, they build shopping malls on it and skyscrapers. Yeah. So I also see the environmental movement run by the big banks, by the very economic pirate ships, you know, these corporations bigger than most governments. And so, yes, I know there's real environmental problems. I don't want to drink poison water. I don't want to drink poison air, breathe poison air. I don't want to cut down rainforest. I don't want to, you know, live off the backs of starving people in Peru. But at the same time, it's a big job to navigate this and try to figure out what's real and what isn't and how do you not get co-opted. And I mean, because it sounds great to take Ecuador and say they have a constitution saying that they're going to give trees and animals rights. But then I always see that by the neo-eugenicist is their pretext to say the world government's going to vote for you because it's voting for the cockroaches and the dolphins, and they outvote humanity. So I'm just saying this is a minefield because these global corporations are in power because they are so slick.
Well, you're right about that, but I think that we can see beyond a great deal of that. We can see that they're using their powers and abusing it. We can see this in the way they take care of themselves. I do a lot of speaking at business schools these days, which I find ironic. Business schools even invite me to speak. I wrote a book called Confessions of an Economic Hitman. But the kids in these business schools, many of them are really interested in some of these subjects. And one of the things I keep running into is some of the icons that are held out there. A guy named Jack Welch, who was CEO of General Electric, is held out as this great icon because he made his corporation lean and mean, which means he laid off a quarter of GE's people, put them out on the street, while at the same time he paid himself huge bonuses and salary increases. And he also took GE away from manufacturing things, goods, being a manufacturing firm, into being a financial paper trading firm, which is one of the things that drove us into the financial crisis.
Yeah, it's engaged in derivatives, that's right.
How do we hold a guy like that out as an icon in our business schools? We should not. And I think if we really open our hearts to these things, we understand that. You understand it, Alex. I understand it. We've got to turn this thing around, and we've got to present a better example to our kids of who do they want to emulate? Who do we want to put on the covers of our magazines? Do we want to put Crook's Modern Robber Baron on the cover of our magazine, or do we want to put people there who are really trying?
I totally agree with you. In fact, I talk so much about the map making of the mind or blueprints in the mind, how the establishment builds these. And I'm not saying Michael Jordan or Tiger Woods or somebody shouldn't be on the cover of something, or Brock Lesnar of Ultimate Fighting. But when this country was the jewel in the crown of the Renaissance, the stars were inventors and scientists and humanitarians and people that stood up against corruption. And so the establishment very cunningly took our real heroes away and gave us heroes of no consequence.
Well, that's true. And we don't need to let that happen anymore. Yeah, you mentioned Tiger Woods, for example. My God, you know, here's a guy that's making, I don't know what he's making this year, $40 million off Nike or whatever. Meanwhile, Nike's paying...
No, he's paid $109
million. $109 million. Well, meanwhile, Nike's paying its workers in Indonesia that make all the things that Michael Jordan is advertising sub-living standard wages. These people are living almost like slaves, and that's well documented.
Yeah.
So, you know, why doesn't Tiger Woods, if he wants to be our hero, he doesn't need to hit any more golf balls. What he needs to do is say, listen, I'm not going to let Nike get away with this anymore. I'm going to speak out, or I'm going to advertise some other company. And I'll do it for free, some company that's paying their
That would revolutionize the world. But see, Tiger Woods, the only reason I know about this is I've looked into him and I heard the number on the radio, on Fox News Radio. They announced his $100+ million contract, and that's just Nike, not counting this watch and that shirt. And I guess all of us have to not buy it while they do that. But Tiger Woods has been interviewed how he isn't involved in any politics, in any policies, in any charities, really, except for some charity for college dealing with golf. He thinks it's a moral thing that he's not involved. He thinks it's like a good thing, and the corporations just worship him because he is cold-blooded. And I can't imagine having $100 million a year based on people dying of diseases in sweatshops in these horrible malaria-infested camps and maquiladoras. I mean, and I'm not some goody-two-shoe. I mean, I'm a pretty hard-nosed guy, but yeah, Tiger Woods could become a mega icon. His life would have real value. Instead, it's this hollow crap of hitting a golf ball. You're absolutely right, John. It's sickening.
And, well, yeah, and then ultimately, you know, who buys the magazines? Who buys into this? Who watches it on television? We do, you know. So and so it's time that we stop doing that. It's time that we took back control. And this is where it really belongs, Alex, is that we, the people, have to recognize that we have responsibilities. And if we want a country of, by, and for the people, instead of one that's of, by, and for the elite, the corporations, et cetera, we've got to get off our butts and do something about it. And I think that's what you're calling for all the time. So it's one of the reasons I love being on your show, because
you're
inspiring and empowering people to do that. We need to do it more and more and more, because it's always been the way that change has happened.
I agree, but John, what would you call that corporate attitude? I don't know the word for it, where they get off on being cold-blooded, they get off on not caring, they think it's silly to, I mean,
that's sociopathic.
Yeah, sociopathic.
And you know, I think that at the top of a number of our corporations, we do have sociopaths, people who have basically no conscience, that don't care about what harm they bring to others. I think Jack Welch was a person like that, and I think Phil Knight at Nike is. But throughout the rest of the corporation, most of the other managers and people are not, and those are the ones we need to get to.
Well, absolutely. But, I mean, also we destroy our own world, not just environmentally, but culturally.
Yeah.
This attitude, I see the local yuppies mimic it, and they're into laughing at bad things happening as if it doesn't touch them, when their kids are going to end up committing suicide or on drugs in this sick society.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. Alkazone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit alkazone.com. That's alkazone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call Alkazone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble.
Me and John were just talking about all the websites and groups where you can find out about the sweatshop free clothes and products that are becoming more and more popular. And it's those little choices that you think are little that really add up to big things. And then I hear these arguments about, oh, if there's not a sweatshop, they wouldn't have any job. No, in every study I've seen, and Ross Perot covered this in the mid-90s, it made the standard of living in Mexico go down, standard of living in Brazil go down, standard of living in Indonesia go down. It makes it go down. It does not make it go up. And it makes our standard go down. It's just this globalization, the way they're doing it, is killing everything. Rusty in Texas, you're on the air with John Perkins. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I just took Texas government this last year, and they talked about this thing called creative destruction. And creative destruction is supposed to be like a business gets so big that eventually it collapses on it within itself and goes broke, or the people like quit buying the products because they just get tired of it. But I don't see how it can be fair to go and bail these companies out, basically giving them a new deal, because capitalism itself is like a live and let die kind of way of living, you know, because one man's loss is another man's gain.
No, I hear you. Let me get a quick comment from John Perkins on. I would just briefly say this is crony capitalism, and it's been said many times, where the risk is socialized, the profit is privatized, so it's not really capitalism. John Perkins.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. That's why I say it's what I'm calling a mutant form of capitalism, where it's all balanced in favor of a few very, very wealthy and powerful people. But we need to turn that around, and we can do that.
It's like going to a casino where you never win. It's totally rigged.
Yeah, yeah. Only because we allow it to be rigged. We can stop it. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but we can do it.
Well, we better, because, I mean, they're just feeding the whole world into their debt hole, their debt black hole. Ronnie in Texas, go ahead. You're on the air with John Perkins. Upcoming book, Hoodwinked. Go ahead.
Perkins, I lived for 9 months in poverty-ridden Peru under U.S. puppet Toledo, and it dawned on me there that would not absolute freedom, and I'm asking you, absolute freedom worldwide for farmers help cancel all continually counterproductive wars on behalf of illegal drug warlords that we're waging in Mexico, Colombia, Peru, Afghanistan, all over the world.
You're asking how is the phony drug war? Boy, I loved watching General Myers on TV last night explain how the occupation had made the opium production go way up. That's a good final comment from John Perkins. John?
Yeah. I mean, the farmers and around the world have really been hit hard. They've been hit hard by what we call free trade agreements. Where, you know, it's absurd today that a Mexican farmer can produce cotton a lot more cheaply than a U.S. farmer, but you can buy U.S.-produced cotton in Mexico a lot less price than Mexican cotton, simply because it's so subsidized in the United States for the big industries, and this has hurt the small farmer time and time again, whether it's cotton or corn or soybeans or whatever it is. The small farmer has been very, very screwed. And a lot of these people are now what we call terrorists because they've lost their farms. They have no way of feeding their family. And so they become part of organizations that are fanatical because they don't know what else to do.
Yeah, in Mexico, they'll just let you go die. In Mexico City, just die in your hut. No welfare system. And it's just hellish. Well, the new book's coming out, and we're going to interview you the day after it comes out, November 11th. Coming up in a month and a half or so, John Perkins, best-selling author of Confessions of an Economic Hitman. It was great having you on. We'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
My pleasure, Alex. Keep up your good work.
You too. Appreciate you being on with us. Ladies and gentlemen, be sure and visit the video and bookstore for all my books and films at Infowars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.